Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to shascom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at shascom911.com.
Money Pit is presented by FineTape.com, DAP Wall and Cavity Foam, and Super Flapper by Fluidmaster. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Now is a perfect time to be working outside your house or inside, but if you want to get a few things done before the really chilly winter gets here and you got some questions because you're stuck on a project, you don't know how to start the project, you didn't know you needed a project, whatever's on your to-do list, whatever's crossing your mind about improving the space you call home, we would love to help you solve it. So give us a call right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or just go to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's episode, mold growth often becomes a problem in cool and damp weather. So we're going to share 10 tips to spot and stop mold from taking hold in your house.
And are you looking to seal up those drafts and cut down on your heating costs this winter? Well, we've got a new solution that makes sealing your home easier than ever. We're going to tell you about DAP's latest product and how it insulates your home in minutes.
Plus, have you ever felt the chill coming from your windows? Well, one affordable type of window covering can actually help to warm up those areas. We'll share that toasty option.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. It's our job. It's our mission to educate, inspire, and help you build confidence on all of those projects that you just want to get done.
That's right. But your job is to help yourself first by reaching out to us with your projects and your questions.
And you're going to get the answer to your home improvement question, but you're also going to get a chance to win big because today we are giving away a Cuisinart outdoor wok station to one lucky listener who reaches out with their home improvement question. I mean, this is an awesome outdoor cooking tool. So good luck, you guys.
It absolutely is, and we're going to draw a name from those that reach us for today's show, and if that's you, we'll send the walk station to you, and then you can invite us over to your house when you cook up a great meal with it. So give us a call right now.
Please.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or again, moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it.
Now I've got Michelle on the line. What can we do for you today?
I have this huge flower bed right by my house, and it's about as big as a one-car garage. Anyway, I know that it's to be sloped away from the house, but I was wondering if I have a raised flower bed, how far that raised flower bed should be from the house.
That's a great question. Sometimes people put it right against the house, Michelle, and then it's great for the flowers, but it also holds all this water like against your foundation, and it can cause flooding in lower levels of crawl spaces and basements, or it can even damage your foundation. So the flower bed is fine, but you need to make sure you essentially need to build it on a hill in the sense that what you want to do is establish the grade that slopes away from the house first.
And then once that grade is established, then you could plant flowers or shrubs or, you know, whatever else you want to do. What you don't want to do is kind of have like an edging around the outside of the bed, so that a lot of times you see that people will use like railroad ties or like scalloped bricks or block or something like that. And think of it as a trough that they build around their house. And that's what happens. It holds water. So just don't impede drainage, good flow of water away from the exterior wall, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Shel. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Doug in Rhode Island on the line who's dealing with a water issue. Tell us what's going on.
All right. What happened was the water service was turned off for a day. When it was turned on, we received a lot of dirty water with a lot of grit, and it seemed to be causing a problem. Well, not a problem. I'm concerned if it could be a problem. There's a lot of grit and sandy sediment in the water tanks behind the toilets, and
okay.
I don't know if that's going to be an issue.
I don't think so. Here's what you need to do. First of all, the fact that you had like some dirty water, some brown water, some gritty water after pipe work was done is not really that unusual. You do have to flush it out. Here's something, first of all, before we get to the toilets, you may have forgotten to do, and that is I would recommend you take off the aerators from the sinks in the bathroom and the kitchen, because those screens will sometimes trap a lot of that debris behind it. And that will reduce your water pressure over time, especially if some more dirt comes down the line. So I would take those aerators out and flush them out. Just keep in mind that they come apart in like three different pieces, but it's like a Rubik's Cube to try to get it back together. So just remember how you disassembled it and put it back together and clean those out. As far as the toilet tank is concerned, the only problem is that sometimes if you have a lot of grit in it, it will wear on the flush valve, which is the flapper in the bottom of the tank. If you want to just be sure, what you could do is turn the water supply off behind the toilet, go ahead and flush it a couple of times, get all that water out of the tank, and if there's any sand like lying in the bottom of the tank, just kind of wipe it out, clean it up as best you can, and then just turn the water back on. You'll be good to go.
Okay. I appreciate it, and you're correct. I did have one aerator that interrupted the flow. The pressure.
All right, but you knew enough to take it apart and get it cleaned out. Good man.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Doug. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Susan in Texas has some concrete that's cracking up. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, I have a curve out front of a 1955-year-old home.
Okay.
And the curve is cracking in spots and going down like in a slant, and I didn't know what I need to do to repair that.
Then this is your responsibility and not the township's?
Yes, I've called several times, and everyone says it's my responsibility to fix it. I just, you know, they say when you sell your home, the curb appeal, and I have
yeah.
a curb.
your curb appeal's got to start at the curb, and you keep calling, getting the same answer, so I guess you're kind of stuck with it.
Right.
Well, listen, there's a couple of things that come to mind. First of all, when you say it's like slanted and sloped, if it's settling, you know, then it's going to have to be torn out. If it's just cracked, there's a lot of ways to fix the cracks. Quikrete has a number of good products that are designed exactly for that. There is a crack seal. There's a crack repair product that's kind of like caulk. There's also a resurfacing product. So if it's spalled or deteriorated, you can resurface it, and it will stick to the old concrete and come out looking quite nice. So there certainly are products to make what you have look better and work better. But if the whole curb is structurally sinking because sometimes water gets under it and that kind of stuff, then that's the case where you'd have to tear it out and have a mason build you a new one.
Okay. But that Quikrete is pretty easy to do.
Absolutely, yes. Take a look at Quikrete.com. They've got great videos there. They'll walk you through exactly what you need to do. Just search for crack repair. You'll see there's many options depending on the thickness of the crack and what you need to achieve, okay?
That is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Let us know what you are working on and how we can lend a hand to get your Money Pit in tip-top shape for the holiday season. Well, right now it's cold and damp throughout most of the country. And while that's weather you might not love, mold simply loves it. Up next, we're going to share our top tips to prevent mold from taking hold in your house. So stick around. FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtree, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? I mean, we are just days away from Thanksgiving. I know it's really a couple of weeks away, but I feel like as we get to this time of year, you just kind of, everything is condensed and compressed and you're rushing around. So while you're planning things for the holiday, what are you planning in the house? How can we help you get everything ready? Because it's about to be super crazy busy. So whatever it is, let us know. We are here to lend a hand. And if you are, in fact, ready to renovate like a pro, go on and tune into the Money Pit podcast for all of our expert tips and tricks. Whether you've got a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or maybe are dreaming of a total home makeover, we're going to help you find that knowledge and confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify now, because if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help.
Hey, if you've got a question to ask us about your home, we've got a great reason for you to do that, aside from getting a terrific answer, and that is because we are giving away an outdoor wok station today from our friends at Cuisinart. This delivers cooking versatility. You can create fast, fresh, and fabulous meals in minutes. It lets you deep fry, saute, boil, sear, griddle, braise, and even more. Now, it includes a premium 14-inch round-bottom hand-hammered carbon steel nonstick wok, but it's also got a great burner system. It retails for $349. We're going to throw in a cover and a tool set for a total prize package value of $420. Going to go out to one caller, drawn at random. Make that you. Reach out to us with your home improvement questions. You must have a question to qualify. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
James in Ohio is on the line with a heating question. What can we do for you today?
Yeah, hi. I was calling in. I have a older home built in 1968, and I was wondering if it'd be easier to install an electric furnace instead of having the baseboard heat, or possibly getting one of the outdoor units that mount high on your wall.
Do you have natural gas or propane or oil in your area?
Maybe natural gas.
Yeah, that would be the way to go. I mean, if you're going through trouble of putting a furnace in, I would definitely not put in an electric furnace, because that is the most expensive way to provide heat to your house. I would suggest a high-efficiency natural gas furnace. I mean, the installation expense is going to be similar if you're putting a new furnace in, but the ongoing cost to run it will be a lot lower.
Will I incur more cost because for the ductwork? Because I have plaster walls instead of drywall.
Well, if you're going to put an electric furnace in, you're going to have to do the ductwork anyway. So the ductwork is there whether or not you use an electric furnace or a gas furnace. And it really depends on how creative your HVAC contractor is, but that's a fixed cost. If you're going to go through trouble of ducting out your house, which is going to add to its value, I definitely would recommend gas. And typically the gas companies don't charge to bring gas up to your house, so they'll bring the line up and put a meter in, because now you're going to be their customer forever, and they're very happy about that.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, James. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, right now it's cold and damp throughout most of the country, and that's not the weather that most of us really love, right?
That's right, but it is the kind of weather that mold really loves. You know, preventing mold is all about managing moisture in your home, as well as not giving mold a place to grow. So we're going to share 10 tips that can help.
Yeah, first of all, you want to think about controlling moisture. You need to keep the humidity below 50% in your basement. You want to ensure that you've got proper drainage, make sure those gutters are clean, make sure the soil is graded away from your home. You want to cover dirt crawl spaces with plastic. So it's really about just stopping that moisture from coming in and getting too high.
That's right. You also want to be careful with your storage. You want to make sure your storage is above concrete floors and away from foundations. You know, if you use cardboard boxes like so many of us do and you put it on a concrete floor, well, you're throwing food to the mold. So you need to have this stuff up on shelves, and really metal or plastic shelves and plastic bins are really best. Instead of using those cardboard boxes, which I got to tell you, I've been in basements after they had just a little bit of moisture and seen nothing but all of this mold, frilly, white, stringy stuff growing all over those boxes, so yuck.
Gross, and those boxes get, like, spongy and yucky. Now, if you've got a finished basement, even if you're not using it regularly, you want to keep it heated, so don't let it drop below 60 degrees, because what you're doing then is you're just getting condensation and mold, so heat that space to keep those conditions nice.
Yeah, and if you're building new, you want to think about mold-resistant materials. You know, you can choose, for example, fiberglass-faced drywall that won't grow mold, whereas the standard paper-faced drywall will. Just be aware of that. There are lots of options now to reduce mold in your house.
Also, you want to make sure that you have proper ventilation. So install a vent fan in your kitchen and your bath. Make sure they're vented properly. You got to get that moisture out. And when you're done in the shower, keep that fan on, but you can open that door. You want to kind of get that air moving around to help get all that moisture out. That's key.
Now, here's a big one. Carpets. Now, we all love carpets, especially maybe like on the bedroom level of the house. It feels so nice under your feet when you wake up in the morning. But when you put carpets in the basement, that's a big no-no, because they'll trap moisture. They will feed dust mites. Really not a good idea. So if you have hard surfaces like laminate or engineered hardwood, put those down, and then you can use area rugs, but not wall-to-wall carpets, especially below grade.
Yeah, you also want to make sure that you're filtering the air. So use a high-quality air filter. You want something that's a MERV with a 6 or an 8 rating. And you also, if you can, have a whole house air cleaner, because that gets rid of those airborne mold spores. You just have to keep all of this under control.
Let's talk about your heating and cooling ducts. You know, I've had this happen in my house, Leslie, where the air conditioning ducts in the attic started to condense. They were so cold when the warm, moist air hit them, they would condense, and we would get dripping water off of those ducts that would form a leak stain in the ceiling. So the solution there is to increase ventilation in your attic and
also to wrap those ducts with fiberglass, because if they're insulated, then you're not going to get that condensation connection because the warm, moist air is not hitting the ducts, it's hitting the insulation.
You also want to make sure that you're cleaning regularly. So you want to use a mold-inhibiting cleanser in those moisture-prone areas, clean your air conditioning units seasonally, and use mold-resistant paint if you do have a damp area of the home.
And speaking of damp, if you do have a flood, act quickly. You want to get those wet areas dry, clean, and disinfected as soon as possible. Replace any damaged materials, and that will prevent an ongoing mold problem. You actually stop the mold really before it starts to take hold of your house.
Kathy in California, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
In our rental, we have a big wall of brick where the fireplace is, and it's a dark corner. And I was wondering if we would be able to paint that brick without a whole lot of trouble. To brighten it up in that corner.
You can paint it, but you better be sure it's what you want to do, right, Leslie?
Yeah. I mean, painting brick is, it's kind of irreversible. Once you put the paint on, because the brick is so porous, it's just going to get sucked into, like, every little interior nook and cranny of that brick. So should you ever decide that you would like it to be brick again, it's a lot of stripping and sandblasting. It's a big to-do. So you want to make sure that that's something you really want to do. I mean, if it's like just the ugliest brick ever, I get it.
Well, it's the only way to lighten up that area that I can think of.
It's like a corner?
It's like a corner of the living room, but it's one wall of the living room. It's the whole wall right up next to the sliding glass door. So all the way over to the sliding glass door is all brick. From floor to ceiling.
Have you thought about putting mirrors, like an assorted group of mirrors, or adding a different light fixture? I mean, there are ways that you can brighten the space with decoration.
I hadn't thought of the mirrors. That might be a good idea.
I mean, if you do like a cute cluster, almost like a little gallery grouping of different size and shape mirrors and mixing metals and, you know, doing something really purposeful and fun and creating a moment, like, that's a great way to do it.
There's no electrical in the ceiling.
You don't need electrical in the ceiling. There are plenty of pendant lamps that plug into an outlet that you can use, a swag. Is that what it's called? Swag?
Yeah.
Right? Swag?
Yeah, fire? I think so.
You can do something like that, and there are really great ways to do that. So you plug in a light fixture, and then suddenly you have a beautiful, like, mini chandelier or something. There are so many. If you look online for decorative light fixture with a plug-in, like with a plug, you'll find so many.
Okay.
And then make sure you can get one of those things that looks like a scrunchie that you wrap over the electrical cord itself so it hides just the wiring. And, I mean, it's really easy to do.
All right. I'll think down on those lines. That's easier than painting.
There's even sconces that are plug-in. So you can create, like, a whole little gallery thing with mirrors and plug-in sconces and really brighten up that space.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Time to tackle a decking question with Justin in Iowa. How can we help you?
Well, 1 year ago, I moved into a new house, and the deck was just put on the previous year. And right before the owner put it on the market, he stained it with, I think, a semi-transparent stain.
Okay. So far,
and
so good.
I would like to use a solid color stain, if I could, to redo it. So I'm not sure. Can I do that, being that there's already a stain on there?
And in fact, solid color is a good choice. We typically do recommend that because it has more pigment and it tends to last longer. So you want to make sure that you clean the deck very well, because we want to make sure there's no moss, mildew, or algae attaching to that deck. Let it dry equally well, and then you can apply the solid color stain right on top of the semi-transparent stain.
Sounds easy enough. I really appreciate it.
You got it, Justin. Good luck with that project.
Thanks for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, sealing gaps and cracks doesn't have to be a hassle. We're going to share some details on a new spray foam that's compact, easy to use, and perfect for DIYers and pros alike. All that and more coming up on the Money Pit.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome. And ultimately, for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Man,
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, with chilly weather already settling in across most of the nation, sealing up drafts and cutting down on your heating costs is top of mind. You know, spray foam is a great way that you can do just that. And DAP has a new solution that makes this project easier than ever.
That's right. It's called DAP Wall and Cavity Foam, and it features a wide spray adjustable applicator for both horizontal and vertical spray jobs. With us to talk about the new line is Dana Chin from DAP. Welcome, Dana.
Thank you so much for having me.
First of all, spray foam, we said that it's a great way to cut drafts, and that we should explain why that is, because with spray foam, you apply it, and then it expands to fill in all of those voids where air is leaking in, right?
That's correct. It can save a user up to 30% savings in energy costs.
Wow, that's a lot. And I think the reason for that is because not only are we lowering the temperature inside of our house by virtue of those drafts, but I think that people react to that feeling of a draft, right? And they probably run to their thermostat more than they normally would if it was just kind of set at a comfortable level. So they immediately counter that feeling of discomfort by turning up their heat, probably more than they need to.
Right. So they're not getting at the source of the issue, really, which is the draft somewhere.
So I think what's so great about the new updates to the DAP wall and cavity foam is the smaller 20-ounce can. So it really makes it very homeowner user-friendly. So when you kind of figure out where these drafts or where these sort of air leaks are coming from, you can address it yourself, true?
Yes, DAP wall and cavity 20-ounce aerosol can is really good for advanced DIYers and homeowners so they can solve the issue themselves. But beyond that, it's also good for professionals, general contractors, remodelers, insulation pros, weatherization pros. So it runs the gamut.
I think the thing that makes this really unique is the fact that it can actually handle horizontal and vertical applications. That is a challenge for a aerosol sort of driven product to be able to put that material where you need it. And with your applicator technology, especially the wide spray capability, it really makes it possible to spray this stuff exactly where you need it to target that draft source exactly, correct?
Yes. The 20-ounce can comes with a patent-pending applicator. And just what you said, you can adjust the applicator for horizontal and vertical wide spray patterns depending on the user's preference of how they want to spray. The wide spray pattern also extends 6 inches on the initial spray and has a flow controller to give the user more control over the dispense rate.
Yeah, so you can put it exactly where you want it. You don't have to worry about overspray, which is, you know, inefficient, it's wasteful, and it's also kind of sloppy when it gets all over the place. I just love the control that you guys have built into this because I've used spray cans for my entire career, and I've never seen anything that works as well as this.
Yeah, it's about targeted, smaller and harder to reach areas, exactly what you're saying, you know, those key applications that include rim joists and really like touch up from those larger projects like wall cavities, attics, crawl spaces, things like that. And it's really good with overhead spraying as well.
Now, how about its thermal insulation? Are we getting a lot of benefit out of this? Does it equal an R value to something else we could apply?
The R value is greater than a one component, but it's not exactly a two component, but it has a really good R value of 4.1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lot considering the thickness that you're applying with this. So 4.1 is a good addition. I think for most of the value, I think, though, is the fact that it seals up, expands and seals that draft and stops that cold air from getting in. So it's not just the thermal insulation. I think the real important point is that it's going to plug that hole. If you've ever done a blower door test on a house, is where you pressurize the house or depressurize the house, you can actually figure out every gap that's in that house. And it always amazes me because one of the ways they point this out after you do a test like that is they're able to take all of that air that gets in and calculate what that represents in terms of a hole. And what I found is that you could have an average house, when they calculate all the places that the drafts come in, that's equatable to like a, say, a 36-inch by 36-inch hole in your outside wall. That's how much air is getting in, you know, if it only had that one place. So the fact that you're identifying and targeting each of those drafts in a very convenient and effective way makes this very usable and very helpful for comfort and for energy efficiency. So where can we find the product? Where is it distributed?
You can get it at select Home Depot stores as well as Menards.
Terrific. So, again, the product is called DAP Wall and Cavity Foam, and it's available now in a 20-ounce handheld can. It is ready to go, easy to use and ready to go.
Ready to spray.
Ready to spray. Dana Chin from DAP, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you.
Up next, have you ever felt a chill coming from your windows in the winter? Well, one affordable type of window covering can actually help to warm up those areas for the season. We'll share that toasty option next on the Money Pit.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble-veined surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtree, Scotch Blue, and Pelcher. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we make DIY doable. So whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything you want it to be. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
We've got a great reason for you guys to reach out to Team Money Pit besides helping you out with your project. Up for grabs this hour is the Outdoor Wok Station from Cuisinart. And it's exactly what it sounds like. I mean, it is truly a wok cooking station with a ton of gas power. It is awesome. You can stir fry, saute, make all of the wonderful, delicious favorites, but right outside in your own home. It's such a great, great thing to have for your outdoor kitchen. It retails for $349.99, but we are throwing in a cover and a tool set for your wok system for a total prize package worth $420.
Going out to one listener drawn at random from those that reach us with their home improvement questions. Make that you. Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or just go to moneypit.com/ask.
Lynette in Louisiana is on the line with a warped floor situation at her house. How can we help you today, Lynette?
My home that I live in was built in 1940, and it is on concrete piers.
Okay.
There's a differential crawl space underneath the house, as little as 6 inches on the east side to approximately 2 feet on the west side.
Okay.
And recently I had a pest control professional do a wood inspection and determined, fortunately, that there were no termites. But in walking through my home, he noticed that my floors, which are laminate covered, were warped and very soft in various areas throughout the house, mm-hmm. which I've experienced continuing to deteriorate in that fashion over the last 3 to 4 years. He indicated through his inspection that he looked at the underneath the house and noticed that there was wood rot and possible mold occurring. Mm-hmm. And I'm calling to see what can I do to rectify that. And does that mean that I need to literally tear out the floor to remedy the situation?
Probably not. But did he prescribe, he give you an estimate for fixing it? Because sometimes these guys will do that. They'll find a problem and say, I'm just the guy to fix it for you. Did he give you a number?
No, sir. He simply came out to give me a state form for this wood inspection that's necessary for a VA loan.
So he sounds like he might be a decent guy then. So the next thing you want to do is try to get a sense as to how much decay, if any, is down there. And I think, for that, what I would tell you to do is to contact a professional home inspector. Home inspectors don't work for a contractor. They work for you, and they only represent the information, so they don't have any conflict of interest in trying to identify or make a problem sound like it's bigger than it really is. Sure, it's not going to be unusual for a house in your part of the country to have some decay or some potential mold growing on it, but I want to get a sense as to how bad that is. I mean, are the floor joists completely rotten? Is the subfloor rotten? How much mold are we talking about? I mean, if you've got a couple of feet on one end, then you can probably get pretty far into that. And then with a high-powered flashlight, you can work your way down as far as the eye can see. If it turned out that you had to do work on it, typically what you would do in that case is you would trench that area where the grade goes up to, as you say, 6 inches, so that you can actually kind of go back and forth and work on that space. Once we know exactly what's going on, then we can talk about treatment options. And so if there is actual decay and if the decay is bad enough to warrant some structural repairs, then that would be done from the crawl space. In terms of the floor itself, if that subfloor was really badly rotted, you'd have to take that apart from the top. But, if it's not really that rotted and maybe you just got a decayed joist or two, you may be able to make that repair from the bottom. Worst case scenario is you tear out all your floors, but I think that's really extreme, and I wouldn't even think about that until I had a lot more information. Now, the lumber can also be sprayed and treated to stop any decay or mold growth that's going on right now. And then you can also, when you're all done figuring out what caused this and what you're dealing with, you want to make sure you get better ventilation in that crawl space so that you don't have this problem reoccur. Now, if you can't get natural ventilation, you could use fans that are hooked up to humidifier switches, or humidistats, I should say. And they'll come on whenever the humidity gets high, and it'll pull drier air through the house, through that crawl space, to keep it from decaying any further. So you got a few steps in front of you, Lynette, but I would start by getting a good independent home inspector to take a look at it. You can go to homeinspector.org. That's the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. And start there. You're looking for an ASHI certified member. That's ASHI, American Society of Home Inspectors, an ASHI certified member. And they'll give you some good advice and help you take the next step. Okay?
Fantastic. Thank you so very much. I appreciate the information.
Well, with fall comes the start of the season of chilly drafts, right? Having good energy efficient windows can obviously help you cut down those drafts. But for those that sneak through, your window coverings can also play a role in making sure that you feel more comfortable.
Yeah, that's right. And here's why. Not only do you feel cold because outside air is sneaking in, sometimes what you call a draft is really just caused by convection. Because as the warm air inside your home hits that cold glass of the window, it's chilled and then falls downward, causing what many folks think are drafts. But it's not. It's really just the convection of the airflow.
Yeah, and you know, one of the best solutions is also one of the simplest, and we're talking about cellular shades. You know, they kind of look like a honeycomb. And as it gets colder, those pocketed shades help to insulate your home by trapping the frosty air at the window, and you can choose between a single, double, or triple cell to pick the right level of insulation for you. And in the summertime, those very same shades can actually cut back on the heat in your home by almost half. That's huge.
It really is. Now, you can also combine cellular shades with drapes or curtains for an even stronger barrier against the cold. And remember, warm sun shines in from the south and west. So when it comes to adding layers, windows facing north and east should be your top priority.
Mike in Arkansas is on the line with a flooring question. What can we do for you?
Okay, yes. I decided to replace my carpet and ceramic tile throughout the house, with the exception of the bedrooms. Now I went with luxury vinyl plank. Now the bottoms of my door casings, I have about anywhere from a quarter inch to almost an inch gap, especially the areas that I had to use backer board for the ceramic tile. So how can I close that gap and make it look good?
So the trim, there's a gap between the bottom of the trim and the top of the floor?
Yes.
Okay. There's a type of accent piece for trim. It's called a plith block. P-L-I-T-H, plith block. And it's kind of like a square block that you can put at the bottom of the casing, and it's a little bit wider than the casing. And it looks, if you do it right, it looks like it always was supposed to be there. You know what I mean, Leslie?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're really made to look like they were intentional, if you will.
And it's called a plith block.
Plith, P-L-I-T-H, yeah, plith block.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that'll solve it for you.
Yeah, sometimes they're called rosettes.
All right, I will give that a try. Thank you so much.
This is the Money Pit. Just ahead, are you ready to give your walls a new look? Well, we've got some tips on wall coverings that can add interest and color to your decor throughout the dark winter days ahead when the Money Pit continues.
You live in the Money Pit.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Harry from Wisconsin reached out to Team Money Pit and says, I'm seeing a lot of offers from companies that clean chimneys. How often should I have the chimney inspected and cleaned?
Yep, that's certainly very common this time of year. I mean, generally speaking, you want to have your chimney inspected and cleaned at least once a year, preferably before the heating season, because that regular maintenance is going to prevent a whole host of problems, Harry, like creosote buildup, which can cause chimney fires, and helps ensure the chimney's free of blockages and in good repair. Now, a professional chimney sweep can perform the service safely and effectively. If you use your fireplace frequently, you may need to have more frequent cleanings. This kind of inspection can also help identify any structural issues like cracks or damage that could lead to more significant problems. But be aware that in the chimney sweep business, there's a lot of companies that will exaggerate or just plain make up problems. So if that happens and they declare your chimney is super dangerous and it's going to have horrible things happen if it's not immediately like torn down or rebuilt or has some major repair, get a second opinion from an impartial expert like a professional home inspector. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah, because an inspector definitely just assesses the situation and is not charging you for a repair.
Well, wall coverings can have a big impact on a room's decor scheme, both in design and, if you're not careful, your wallet. Leslie shares tips for affordable products that make it easier than ever to achieve professional results on a DIY budget in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
You know, when you're looking at wallpaper, you always want to choose the best quality paper that's within your budget and then go ahead and use it sparingly. For example, if you're considering papering a powder room or maybe a focal wall in the family room or use wallpaper inside the squares that are trimmed out and molding in a dining room or, you know, the bottom half or the upper half under or over a chair rail, you get the idea because wallpaper, first of all, it can be pricey if you have, you know, a taste of things that are very, very lovely, which sometimes end up looking at a wallpaper that's so expensive that I still want to use it, so maybe I only use it a little bit. So kind of look at this. Look at your budget. How expensive is the paper that you like? Do you want to do a whole room? Is the pattern very busy? Consider a bunch of things when you're doing this. Another fun idea is a wall mural. Now, you can have a great picture or a piece of art or something printed on a pasted wall covering or a sticky vinyl that could be like a repositionable wallpaper, and you can use that in a room. And it doesn't have to just be a kid's room. Like in the family room, you can do an awesome picture of like somebody on a ski mountain or something really cool, somebody surfing, and that really sets the tone for the space, and that doesn't have to be super expensive either. It's really great to bring the outdoors in. You could do a beautiful image of a forest, some trees, the water. It's really a lot of great things. If your kid's super into sports, you can do, I don't know, their favorite soccer stars or stadium seating. There's lots of great ways that you can do this. I personally love a wallpaper. Currently, I have it in our stairway, in the powder room, in the bathroom upstairs, in my boys' room. I really do love a wallpaper.
Sounds that way.
I'm not afraid to use it. I love to use it, and when I take it down, I put up another one. So be adventurous. Find patterns you love. It definitely sets the tone for the space, and don't be shy about it. Just make sure you look at the price tag first before you pull that trigger, and look at the repeats. That's super important.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, does the thought of hiring a contractor make you a bit nervous, perhaps wondering if you'll get a good guy or not? Well, the first step to finding the best pro for your project is to know what to look for. We'll share tips to help you do just that on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump has been declared a winner in Arizona, allowing him to complete a sweep of all seven swing states in this year's election. More from Bob Agnew.
The victory returns Arizona and its 11 electoral votes to the Republican column after Joe Biden's 2020 victory. The win over Kamala Harris marks Trump's second in Arizona since 2016. The former president campaigned on border security and the economy, successfully tying Harris to inflation and record illegal border crossings during the Biden-Harris administration. Bob Agnew, Washington.
Correspondent Shelley Adler reporting a date has been set for President-elect Donald Trump to meet President Biden at the White House.
President Biden will welcome President-elect Trump back to the White House in a few days. President Joe Biden extended the invitation in a congratulatory call with President-elect Trump earlier this week.
I assured him that I direct my entire administration to work with his team to ensure a peaceful and orderly transition.
And that will begin this Wednesday when the two leaders meet in the Oval Office. I'm Shirley Adler.
Also at townhall.com, Southern California's firefighters have gained ground against a wildfire that's destroyed at least 132 structures, mostly homes. Resident Joey Parrish.
We looked out the windows and saw a lot of smoke in the canyon and cars going down the road with horns are blaring saying, get out of here, get out of here. And we grabbed the cat and my wife said, we got to get out of here now. And so that's what we left with, the clothes on our back. And that's about it.
Improving conditions are expected to continue through the weekend after 2 days of dangerous gusty winds. Forecasters expect light winds over the weekend that will continue to aid firefighters in their cause. You'll find more stories, news, analysis, headlines when you log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Right now, with an important alert, home title fraud is one of the fastest-growing white-collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $60 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is already gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Stevens.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening, Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's Equity Protect.
Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports attacks on Israeli fans in the Netherlands has prompted the EU nation's prime minister to cancel his climate talks trip.
Dutch Prime Minister Dick Schoof has cancelled his planned trip to the UN climate talks in Azerbaijan so he can stay in the Netherlands to deal with the fallout from assaults on fans of the Maccabi Tel Aviv soccer team in Amsterdam. Police launched a large-scale probe after groups of youths conducted what Amsterdam's mayor called hit-and-run attacks on the Israeli fans. Earlier, video had showed some Maccabi fans chanting anti-Arab slogans in the streets before the game. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Buckingham Palace says Queen Camilla will miss Britain's annual Remembrance Weekend events to honor fallen service personnel while she recovers from a chest infection. The wife of King Charles III was due to join the royal family at a festival of remembrance at London's Royal Albert Hall earlier this evening. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A huge blast in the Big Apple.
A parked vehicle containing gas cylinders and other flammable materials has exploded on a residential street in New York, destroying five homes and at least five vehicles. Power lines also badly damaged. Authorities say residents were very fortunate because there were no injuries. Fire department says the vehicle carried pressurized cylinders, one of which failed, triggering that explosion. Jason Walker reporting.
Stocks cruised to more records as they closed their best week in a year. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Friday to cap its biggest weekly gain since early November of last year. It also briefly crossed above the 6,000 level for the first time. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbing 0.6%, while the NASDAQ added 0.1%. The relatively quiet trading followed huge gains earlier in the week after Donald Trump won the presidential election. More news, analysis, and headlines at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Model. That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a home downsizing solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects
prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
I was able to buy my first home using the VA home loan guarantee without having to put down a down payment. I was able to graduate from college using the post 9/11 GI Bill debt-free. I was able to enroll in VA healthcare, and I know that VA is going to be there for me when I need it. My services then and my benefits are now.
Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov. Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
If you're in business, then you need a trusted source for how to grow, make more profit, and have more time and freedom. Chris Guerrero is an entrepreneur, investor, and best-selling author. His podcast takes you behind the scenes and shows you what it takes to be successful in today's freakishly hectic, highly congested, and overly hyped world of business. Subscribe now on YouTube and Instagram or wherever you listen to podcasts and plug into today's top business tips for free. Follow Chris Guerrero on Apple, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call the 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by FineTape.com, DAP Wall and Cavity Foam, and Super Flapper by Fluid Master. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Now is a perfect time to be working outside your house or inside, but if you want to get a few things done before the really chilly winter gets here and you got some questions because you're stuck on a project, you don't know how to start the project, you didn't know you needed a project, whatever's on your to-do list, whatever's crossing your mind about improving the space you call home, we would love to help you solve it. So give us a call right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888 888- 866-3974, or just go to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's episode, mold growth often becomes a problem in cool and damp weather, so we're going to share 10 tips to spot and stop mold from taking hold in your house.
And are you looking to seal up those drafts and cut down on your heating costs this winter? Well, we've got a new solution that makes sealing your home easier than ever. We're going to tell you about DAP's latest product and how it insulates your home in minutes.
Plus, have you ever felt a chill coming from your windows? Well, one affordable type of window covering can actually help to warm up those areas. We'll share that toasty option.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. It's our job, it's our mission to educate, inspire, and help you build confidence on all of those projects that you just want to get done.
That's right, but your job is to help yourself first by reaching out to us with your projects and your questions.
And you're going to get the answer to your home improvement question, but you're also going to get a chance to win big, because today we are giving away a Cuisinart outdoor wok station to one lucky listener who reaches out with their home improvement question. I mean, this is an awesome outdoor cooking tool, so good luck, you guys.
It absolutely is, and we're going to draw a name from those that reach us for today's show, and if that's you, we'll send the wok station to you, and then you can invite us over to your house when you cook up a great meal with it. So give us a call right now.
Please.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or again, moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it.
Now I've got Michelle on the line. What can we do for you today?
I have this huge flower bed right by my house, and it's about as big as a one-car garage. Anyway, I know that it's to be sloped away from the house, but I was wondering if I have a raised flower bed, how far that raised flower bed should be from the house.
That's a great question. Sometimes people put it right against the house, Michelle, and then it's great for the flowers, but it also holds all this water like against your foundation, and it can cause flooding in lower levels, like crawl spaces and basements, or it can even damage your foundation. So the flower bed is fine, but you need to make sure, you essentially need to build it on a hill, in the sense that what you want to do is establish the grade that slopes away from the house first. And then once that grade is established, then you could plant flowers or shrubs or, you know, whatever else you want to do. What you don't want to do is kind of have like an edging around the outside of the bed, so that a lot of times you see that people will use railroad ties or like scalloped bricks or block or something like that, and think of it as a trough that they build around their house, and that's what happens. It holds water. So just don't impede drainage, good flow of water away from the exterior wall, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Michelle. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Doug in Rhode Island on the line who's dealing with a water issue. Tell us what's going on.
All right. What happened was the water service was turned off for a day. When it was turned on, we received a lot of dirty water with a lot of grit, and it seemed to be causing a problem. Well, not a problem. I'm concerned if it could be a problem. There's a lot of grit and sandy sediment in the water tanks behind the toilets, and
okay.
I don't know if that's going to be an issue.
I don't think so. Here's what you need to do. First of all, the fact that you had like some dirty water, some brown water, some gritty water after pipe work was done is not really that unusual. You do have to flush it out. Here's something, first of all, before we get to the toilets, you may have forgotten to do, and that is I would recommend you take off the aerators from the sinks in the bathroom and the kitchen, because those screens will sometimes trap a lot of that debris behind it. And that will reduce your water pressure over time, especially if some more dirt comes down the line. So I would take those aerators out and flush them out. Just keep in mind that sometimes they come apart in like three different pieces, but it's like a Rubik's Cube to try to get it back together. So just remember how you disassembled it and put it back together and clean those out. As far as the toilet tank is concerned, the only problem is that sometimes if you have a lot of grit in it, it will wear on the flush valve, which is the flapper on the bottom of the tank. If you want to just be sure, what you could do is turn the water supply off behind the toilet, go ahead and flush it a couple of times, get all that water out of the tank, and if there's any sand like lying in the bottom of the tank, just kind of wipe it out, clean it up as best you can, and then just turn the water back on. You'll be good to go.
Okay. I appreciate it, and you're correct. I did have one aerator that interrupted the flow. The pressure.
All right, but you knew enough to take it apart and get it cleaned out. Good man.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Doug. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Susan in Texas has some concrete that's cracking up. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, I have a curve out front of a 1955-year-old home,
okay.
And the curve is cracking in spots and going down like in a slant, and I didn't know what I need to do to repair that.
Then this is your responsibility and not the township's?
Yes, I've called several times, and everyone says it's my responsibility to fix it. I just, you know, they say when you sell your home, the curb appeal, and I have
a curb. Your curb appeal's got to start at the curb, and you keep calling, getting the same answer, so I guess you're kind of stuck with it.
Right.
Well, listen, there's a couple of things that come to mind. First of all, when you say it's like a slanted, it's a slope, if it's settling, you know, then it's going to have to be torn out. If it's just cracked, there's a lot of ways to fix the cracks. Quikrete has a number of good products that are designed exactly for that. There is a crack seal. There's a crack repair product. It's kind of like caulk. There's also a resurfacing product. So if it's spalled or deteriorated, you can resurface it, and it will stick to the old concrete and come out looking quite nice. So there certainly are products to make what you have look better and work better. But if the whole curb is structurally sinking because sometimes water gets under it and that kind of stuff, then that's the case where you'd have to tear it out and have a mason build you a new one.
Okay. But that Quikrete is pretty easy to do.
Absolutely, yes. Take a look at Quikrete.com. They've got lots of great videos there. They'll walk you through exactly what you need to do. Just search for crack repair. You'll see there's many options depending on the thickness of the crack and what you need to achieve, okay?
That is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Let us know what you are working on and how we can lend a hand to get your Money Pit in tip-top shape for the holiday season. Well, right now it's cold and damp throughout most of the country. And while that's weather you might not love, mold simply loves it. Up next, we're going to share our top tips to prevent mold from taking hold in your house. So stick around. FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtree, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally Installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? I mean, we are just days away from Thanksgiving. I know it's really a couple of weeks away, but I feel like as we get to this time of year, you just kind of, everything is condensed and compressed and you're rushing around. So while you're planning things for the holiday, what are you planning in the house? How can we help you get everything ready? Because it's about to be super crazy busy. So whatever it is, let us know. We are here to lend a hand. And if you are, in fact, ready to renovate like a pro, go on and tune into the Money Pit podcast for all of our expert tips and tricks. Whether you've got a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or maybe are dreaming of a total home makeover, we're going to help you find that knowledge and confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify now, because if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help.
Hey, if you've got a question to ask us about your home, we've got a great reason for you to do that, aside from getting a terrific answer, and that is because we are giving away an outdoor wok station today from our friends at Cuisinart. This delivers cooking versatility. You can create fast, fresh, and fabulous meals in minutes. It lets you deep fry, saute, boil, sear, griddle, braise, and even more. Now, it includes a premium 14-inch round-bottom hand-hammered carbon steel nonstick wok, but it's also got a great burner system. It retails for $349. We're going to throw in a cover and a tool set for a total prize package value of $420. Going to go out to one caller drawn at random. Make that you. Reach out to us with your home improvement questions. You must have a question to qualify. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
James in Ohio is on the line with a heating question. What can we do for you today?
Yeah, hi. I was calling in. I have an older home built in 1968, and I was wondering if it'd be easier to install an electric furnace instead of having the baseboard heat, or possibly getting one of the outdoor units that mount high on your wall.
Do you have natural gas or propane or oil in your area?
Maybe natural gas.
Yeah, that would be the way to go. I mean, if you're going through trouble of putting a furnace in, I would definitely not put in an electric furnace, because that is the most expensive way to provide heat to your house. I would suggest a high-efficiency natural gas furnace. I mean, the installation expense is going to be similar if you're putting a new furnace in, but the ongoing cost to run it will be a lot lower.
Will I incur more cost because for the ductwork? Because I have plaster walls instead of drywall.
Well, if you're going to put an electric furnace in, you're going to have to do the ductwork anyway. So the ductwork is there whether or not you use an electric furnace or a gas furnace. And it really depends on how creative your HVAC contractor is, but that's a fixed cost. If you're going to go through trouble of ducting out your house, which is going to add to its value, I definitely would recommend gas. And typically the gas companies don't charge to bring gas up to your house, so they'll bring the line up and put a meter in, because now you're going to be their customer forever, and they're very happy about that.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, James. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, right now it's cold and damp throughout most of the country, and that's not the weather that most of us really love, right?
That's right, but it is the kind of weather that mold really loves. You know, preventing mold is all about managing moisture in your home, as well as not giving mold a place to grow. So we're going to share 10 tips that can help.
Yeah, first of all, you want to think about controlling moisture. You need to keep the humidity below 50% in your basement. You want to ensure that you've got proper drainage, make sure those gutters are clean, make sure the soil is graded away from your home. You want to cover dirt crawl spaces with plastic. So it's really about just stopping that moisture from coming in and getting too high.
That's right. You also want to be careful with your storage. You want to make sure your storage is above concrete floors and away from foundations. You know, if you use cardboard boxes like so many of us do and you put it on a concrete floor, well, you're throwing food to the mold. So you need to have this stuff up on shelves And really, metal or plastic shelves and plastic bins are really best. Instead of using those cardboard boxes, which I got to tell you, I've been in basements after they had just a little bit of moisture and seen nothing but all of this mold, frilly, white, stringy stuff growing all over those boxes. So yuck.
Gross. And those boxes get like spongy and yucky. Now, if you've got a finished basement, even if you're not using it regularly, you want to keep it heated. So don't let it drop below 60 degrees, because what you're doing then is you're just getting condensation and mold. So heat that space to keep those conditions nice.
Yeah, and if you're building new, you want to think about mold-resistant materials. You know, you can choose, for example, fiberglass-faced drywall that won't grow mold, whereas the standard paper-faced drywall will. Just be aware of that. There are lots of options now to reduce mold in your house.
Also, you want to make sure that you have proper ventilation. So install a vent fan in your kitchen, in your bath. Make sure they're vented properly. You got to get that moisture out. And when you're done in the shower, keep that fan on, but you can open that door. You want to kind of get that air moving around to help get all that moisture out. That's key.
Now, here's a big one, carpets. Now, we all love carpets, especially maybe like on the bedroom level of the house. It feels so nice under your feet when you wake up in the morning. But when you put carpets in the basement, that's a big no-no, because they'll trap moisture. They will feed dust mites. Really not a good idea. So if you have hard surfaces like laminate or engineered hardwood, put those down, and then you can use area rugs, but not wall-to-wall carpets, especially below grade.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's The Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
To redo it, so I'm not sure, can I do that, being that there's already a stain on there?
And in fact, solid color is a good choice. We typically do recommend that because it has more pigment and it tends to last longer. So you want to make sure that you clean the deck very well, because we want to make sure there's no moss, mildew, or algae attaching to that deck. Let it dry equally well, and then you can apply the solid color stain right on top of the semi-transparent stain.
Sounds easy enough. I really appreciate it.
You got it, Justin. Good luck with that project.
Thanks for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, sealing gaps and cracks doesn't have to be a hassle. We're going to share some details on a new spray foam that's compact, easy to use, and perfect for DIYers and pros alike. All that and more coming up on the Money Pit.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome. And ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
How have you changed since middle school?
When I was in middle school, I was always worried about what others thought of me. I always wanted to fit in, but now I don't care. I don't take no for an answer, and I'm always going for what I want.
What do you mean you don't take no for an answer and you're always going for what you want? What are you talking about?
So I know Denny said that he was inspired by the achievement of success, but for me, I am actually inspired by failure. I like to fail over and over and over again because I know that the success that I achieve at the end of the day is going to be greater than all these failures.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org That's realworldleaders.org.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
This forgotten corner of the American kingdom holds all the keys to the White House, and the pollsters ignore it at their peril. Find out who's really going to make the difference in election 2024 on this week's edition.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The left keeps preaching for equality if Kamala's elected, but is this a dystopian America? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. The idea that we're all supposed to end up in the exact same place, even after working much harder than they are, that's like a dystopian Kurt Vonnegut novel. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, with chilly weather already settling in across most of the nation, sealing up drafts and cutting down on your heating costs is top of mind. You know, spray foam is a great way that you can do just that. And DAP has a new solution that makes this project easier than ever.
That's right. It's called DAP Wall and Cavity Foam, and it features a wide spray adjustable applicator for both horizontal and vertical spray jobs. With us to talk about the new line is Dana Chin from DAP. Welcome, Dana.
Thank you so much for having me.
First of all, spray foam, we said that it's a great way to cut drafts, and that we should explain why that is, because with spray foam, you apply it and then it expands to fill in all of those voids where air is leaking in, right?
That's correct. It can save a user up to 30% savings in energy costs.
Wow, that's a lot. And I think the reason for that is because not only are we lowering the temperature inside of our house by virtue of those drafts, but I think that people react to that feeling of a draft, right? And they probably run to their thermostat more than they normally would if it was just kind of set at a comfortable level. So they immediately counter that feeling of discomfort by turning up their heat, probably more than they need to.
Right. So they're not getting at the source of the issue, really, which is the draft somewhere.
So I think what's so great about the new updates to the DAP wall and cavity foam is the smaller 20-ounce can. So it really makes it very homeowner user-friendly. So when you kind of figure out where these drafts or where these sort of air leaks are coming from, you can address it yourself, true?
Yes, DAP wall and cavity 20-ounce aerosol can is really good for advanced DIYers and homeowners so they can solve the issue themselves. But beyond that, it's also good for professionals, general contractors, remodelers, installation pros, weatherization pros. So it runs the gamut.
I think the thing that makes this really unique is the fact that it can actually handle horizontal and vertical applications. That is a challenge for a aerosol sort of driven product to be able to put that material where you need it. And with your applicator technology, especially the wide spray capability, it really makes it possible to spray this stuff exactly where you need it to target that draft source exactly, correct?
Yes. The 20-ounce can comes with a patent-pending applicator. And just what you said, you can adjust the applicator for horizontal and vertical wide spray patterns depending on the user's preference of how they want to spray. The wide spray pattern also extends 6 inches on the initial spray and has a flow controller to give the user more control over the dispense rate.
Yeah, so you can put it exactly where you want it. You don't have to worry about overspray, which is, you know, inefficient, it's wasteful, and it's also kind of sloppy when it gets all over the place. I just love the control that you guys have built into this because I've used spray cans for my entire career, and I've never seen anything that works as well as this.
Yeah, it's those targeted, smaller and harder to reach areas, exactly what you're saying, you know, those key applications that include rim joists and really like touch up from those larger projects like wall cavities, attics, crawl spaces, things like that. And it's really good with overhead spraying as well.
Now, how about its thermal insulation? Are we getting a lot of benefit out of this? Does it equal an R value to something else we could apply?
The R value is greater than a one component, but it's not exactly a two component, but it has a really good R value of 4.1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lot considering the thickness that you're applying with this. So 4.1 is a good addition. I think for most of the value, I think, though, is the fact that it seals up, expands and seals that draft and stops that cold air from getting in. So it's not just the thermal insulation. I think the real important point is that it's going to plug that hole. If you've ever done a blower door test on a house, is where you pressurize the house or depressurize the house, you can actually figure out every gap is in that house. And it always amazes me because one of the ways they point this out after you do a test like that is they're able to take all of that air that gets in and calculate what that represents in terms of a hole. And what I found is that you could have an average house, when they calculate all the places that the drafts come in, that's equatable to like a, say, a 36-inch by 36-inch hole in your outside wall. That's how much air is getting in, you know, if it only had that one place. So the fact that you're identifying and targeting each of those drafts in a very convenient and effective way makes this very usable and very helpful for comfort and for energy efficiency. So where can we find the product? Where is it distributed?
You can get it at select Home Depot stores as well as Menards.
Terrific. So, again, the product is called DAP Wall and Cavity Foam, and it's available now in a 20-ounce handheld can. It is ready to go, easy to use and ready to go.
Ready to spray.
Ready to spray. Dana Chin from DAP, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you.
Up next, have you ever felt a chill coming from your windows in the winter? Well, one affordable type of window covering can actually help to warm up those areas for the season. We'll share that toasty option next on the Money Pit.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deitch has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble-veined surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtree, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we make DIY doable. So whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything you want it to be. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
We've got a great reason for you guys to reach out to Team Money Pit besides helping you out with your project. Up for grabs this hour is the Outdoor Wok Station from Cuisinart. And it's exactly what it sounds like. I mean, it is truly a wok cooking station with a ton of gas power. It is awesome. You can stir fry, saute, make all of the wonderful, delicious favorites, but right outside in your own home. It's such a great, great thing to have for your outdoor kitchen. It retails for $349.99, but we are throwing in a cover and a tool set for your wok system for a total prize package worth $420.
Going out to one listener drawn at random from those that reach us with their home improvement questions, make that you. Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or just go to moneypit.com/ask.
Lynette in Louisiana is on the line with a warped floor situation at her house. How can we help you today, Lynette?
My home that I live in was built in 1940, and it is on concrete piers.
Okay.
There's a differential crawl space underneath the house, as little as 6 inches on the east side to approximately 2 feet on the west side.
Okay.
And recently I had a pest control professional do a wood inspection and determined, fortunately, that there were no termites. But in walking through my home, he noticed that my floors, which are laminate covered, were warped and very soft in various areas throughout the house, mm-hmm. which I've experienced continuing to deteriorate in that fashion over the last 3 to 4 years. He indicated through his inspection that he looked at the underneath the house and noticed that there was wood rot and possible mold occurring.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling to see what can I do to...
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline.
Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the flat line and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
An ASHI certified member, that's ASHI, American Society of Home Inspectors, an ASHI certified member, and they'll give you some good advice and help you take the next step, okay?
Fantastic. Thank you so very much. I appreciate the information.
Well, with fall comes the start of the season of chilly drafts, right? You know, having good energy efficient windows can obviously help you cut down those drafts. But for those that sneak through, your window coverings can also play a role in making sure that you feel more comfortable.
Yeah, that's right. And here's why. Not only do you feel cold because outside air is sneaking in, sometimes what you call a draft is really just caused by convection. Because as the warm air inside your home hits that cold glass of the window, it's chilled and then falls downward, causing what many folks think are drafts. But it's not. It's really just the convection of the airflow.
Yeah, and you know, one of the best solutions is also one of the simplest, and we're talking about cellular shades. You know, they kind of look like a honeycomb. And as it gets colder, those pocketed shades help to insulate your home by trapping the frosty air at the window, and you can choose between a single, double, or triple cell to pick the right level of insulation for you. And in the summertime, those very same shades can actually cut back on the heat in your home by almost half. That's huge.
It really is. Now, you can also combine cellular shades with drapes or curtains for an even stronger barrier against the cold. And remember, warm sun shines in from the south and west. So when it comes to adding layers, windows facing north and east should be your top priority.
Mike in Arkansas is on the line with a flooring question. What can we do for you?
Okay, yes. I decided to replace my carpet and ceramic tile throughout the house, with the exception of the bedrooms. Now I went with luxury vinyl plank. Now the bottoms of my door casings, I have about anywhere from a quarter inch to almost an inch gap, especially the areas that I had to use backer board for the ceramic tile. So how can I close that gap and make it look good?
So the trim, there's a gap between the bottom of the trim and the top of the floor?
Yes.
Okay. There's a type of accent piece for trim. It's called a plith block. P-L-I-T-H, plith block. And it's kind of like a square block that you can put at the bottom of the casing, and it's a little bit wider than the casing, and it looks, if you do it right, it looks like it always was supposed to be there. You know what I mean, Leslie?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're really made to look like they were intentional, if you will.
And it's called a plith block.
Plith, P-L-I-T-H, yeah, plith block.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I think that'll solve it for you.
Yeah, sometimes they're called rosettes.
All right, I will give that a try. Thank you so much.
This is the Money Pit. Just ahead, are you ready to give your walls a new look? Well, we've got some tips on wall coverings that can add interest and color to your decor throughout the dark winter days ahead when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
If you're in business, then you need a trusted source for how to grow, make more profit, and have more time and freedom. Chris Guerrero is an entrepreneur, investor, and best-selling author. His podcast takes you behind the scenes and shows you what it takes to be successful in today's freakishly hectic, highly congested, and overly hyped world of business. Subscribe now on YouTube and Instagram or wherever you listen to podcasts and plug into today's top business tips for free. Follow Chris Guerrero on Apple, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before...
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Harry from Wisconsin reached out to Team Money Pit and says, I'm seeing a lot of offers from companies that clean chimneys. How often should I have the chimney inspected and cleaned?
Yep, that's certainly very common this time of year. I mean, generally speaking, you want to have your chimney inspected and cleaned at least once a year, preferably before the heating season, because that regular maintenance is going to prevent a whole host of problems, Harry, like creosote buildup, which can cause chimney fires, and helps ensure the chimney's free of blockages and in good repair. Now, a professional chimney sweep can perform the service safely and effectively. If you use your fireplace frequently, you may need to have more frequent cleanings. This kind of inspection can also help identify any structural issues like cracks or damage that could lead to more significant problems. But be aware that in the chimney sweep business, there's a lot of companies that will exaggerate or just plain make up problems. So if that happens and they declare that your chimney is super dangerous and it's going to have horrible things happen if it's not immediately like torn down or rebuilt or has some major repair, get a second opinion from an impartial expert like a professional home inspector. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah, because an inspector definitely just assesses the situation and is not charging you for a repair.
Well, wall coverings can have a big impact on a room's decor scheme, both in design and, if you're not careful, your wallet. Leslie shares tips for affordable products that make it easier than ever to achieve professional results on a DIY budget in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
You know, when you're looking at wallpaper, you always want to choose the best quality paper that's within your budget and then go ahead and use it sparingly. For example, if you're considering papering a powder room or maybe a focal wall in the family room or use wallpaper inside the squares that are trimmed out and molding in a dining room or, you know, the bottom half or the upper half under or over a chair rail, you get the idea because wallpaper, first of all, it can be pricey if you have, you know, a taste of things that are very, very lovely, which sometimes I end up looking at a wallpaper that's so expensive that I still want to use it, so maybe I only use it a little bit. So kind of look at this. Look at your budget. How expensive is the paper that you like? Do you want to do a whole room? Is the pattern very busy? consider a bunch of things when you're doing this. Another fun idea is a wall mural. Now, you can have a great picture or a piece of art or something printed on a pasted wall covering or a sticky vinyl that could be like a repositionable wallpaper, and you can use that in a room. And it doesn't have to just be a kid's room. Like in the family room, you can do an awesome picture of like somebody on a ski mountain or something really cool, somebody surfing. And that really sets the tone for the space, and that doesn't have to be super expensive either. It's really great to bring the outdoors in. You could do a beautiful image of a forest, some trees, the water. It's really a lot of great things. If your kid's super into sports, you can do, I don't know, their favorite soccer stars or stadium seating. There's lots of great ways that you can do this. I personally love a wallpaper. Currently, I have it in our stairway, in the powder room, in the bathroom upstairs, in my boys' room. I really do love a wallpaper.
Sounds that way.
I'm not afraid to use it. I love to use it, and when I take it down, I put up another one. So be adventurous. Find patterns you love. It definitely sets the tone for the space, and don't be shy about it. Just make sure you look at the price tag first before you pull that trigger, and look at the repeats. That's super important.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, does the thought of hiring a contractor make you a bit nervous, perhaps wondering if you'll get a good guy or not? Well, the first step to finding the best pro for your project is to know what to look for. We'll share tips to help you do just that on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we're...
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
All right, glad you're here, everyone. Brian Kilmeade Show, historic week, big time. I love the fact that no one had it right. He had a sense, he had a feeling, he had a hope, but no one had it right. What I'm talking about is the Republican sensational showing. And it starts with the White House with the overwhelming victory, and it goes to the House, and right now it looks, who knows, but by almost all experts say they're going to hold on to it. They're just trying to find out the margins. They got to get to 218. They're around 206. In the Senate, they got 52. They're going to come up on 53 as soon as Casey realizes he lost to McCormick. So that'll come in at 53. Sadly, it looks like Nevada went the other direction. But the big story is two things. How did Donald Trump do it? Number two, what will his cabinet look like? What will his staff look like? They got to hire like 4,000 people. We're going to focus on about 12. And then where do the Democrats go from here? The finger pointing, the soap opera element to it, the Biden camp, the Harris camp, the Obama camp, the Clinton camp, all with the wrong message that Americans didn't want. Forget what Donald Trump wanted. America didn't want. This hour, we're going to be joined by Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. Michael Whatley in 15 minutes. He is the RNC chair. What a success story he wrote. And Eli Lake is here now. Fantastic columnist with the Free Press, contributing editor of Contemporary on Commentary, at Commentary, and host of the Reeducation Podcast. Eli, welcome back.
Your thoughts about this election.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me. My thought is that this was a rebuke of not just the Democratic Party. It was a rebuke of the legacy media, rebuke of American elites. And it was a long time coming because that was the result that a lot of us thought would happen in 2022. And I think it was delayed 2 years. But this is the message.
And I think also the fact that it was delayed 2 years and Joe Biden felt like he was successful, that's why he stayed. I mean, if there was a red wave, there would have been no sentiment to keep him around. I will tell you this. What I found the most interesting and the most unifying is Trump increased his take with the Latino vote by 4. For those under 50,000, makes under 50,000, he got 50% of the vote. It was at 41%. For blacks in America, he got 20% of the vote. It was Romney got 8. In terms of voters, young voters, people under 29, he got 42% of the vote. So it's hard to marginalize and ridicule Trump voters without ridiculing the country, Eli.
Well, I mean, listen, there is a little bit of a meltdown going on right now. I think that those of us who, for, you know, varying degrees of enthusiasm and for many different reasons are happy and satisfied with the results of the election. It's time for our side to show a little grace. You know, I understand that, you know, people are going to be happy and they want to celebrate. But, you know, right now they're just going through the stages of grief. We've all seen the responses on MSNBC and The View, and these are ridiculous things. They lost. Elections matter. This is one of the most important elections of my lifetime. I think it's up there with 1980, and it's up there with 2008 when Barack Obama changed the map and changed our country. And, you know, the implications we're going to be studying for years and years and years. This is a really big deal.
It is.
America just changed course. And I think it changed course because Donald Trump is not an infection of the body politic. That was the theory of the case for 8 years for the so-called resistance, the Democrats, the NGO groups that are, like, you know, very much committed and wedded to progressive agenda. And, of course, many in my profession of the legacy elite press. Donald Trump is, and I did a podcast on this right before the election, he is, like, standing on the shoulders of other great politicians who were terrific BS artists. And that's what Trump is. He is a showman. He is a salesman. He's somebody, and if you're going to say that he's a Russian agent, that he's a fascist, it doesn't land. Americans know him very well. They don't just know Trump very well because he's been a celebrity for more than half a century. They know the type. It's somebody, you know, Bill Clinton and Ronald Reagan, very similar. And that is something I think that the Democrats didn't understand, because they tried to portray him as somebody who was going to fundamentally change our country. And what Donald Trump is he's not, as I said, he's not an infection of the body politic. He is a mirror. He is who we are. And that is what they didn't understand. And hopefully now they will get it. And here's an opportunity, by the way, for Democrats to do a lot of things potentially that they have said they've wanted to do for years, whether that's infrastructure, you know, having policies that address the working class. It doesn't have to be, you know, 4 years of tears for the Democratic Party. I think it will be for some, but it won't. Doesn't have to be for the whole party. There are a lot of people who are more moderate, who Democrats who themselves were sick of defund the police. They were sick of, you know, the whole trans agenda. And, you know, I think Donald Trump is a guy who they could definitely work with. And here's an opportunity. This is an astounding election result. It is a blowout win. Now, so, you know, learn from it.
So I want to talk about another area of expertise, and that's the Middle East. Yeah. So the prime minister fires his defense minister the day of the election when he knows there's going to be overwhelming news the other direction. Do you think the timing meant everything?
Well, I can't. I mean, there's a lot I don't know looking at that. I think that there was a rivalry we knew about between Golan and Netanyahu. I think Bibi is sort of like, now, you know, we're going to settle all family business. And now that, you know, Trump has won, I think it's actually pretty good for letting Netanyahu finish the job in the Middle East. And, you know, remember, Trump said at one point in his convention speech. If I win, those American hostages better come home before I take the oath of office. I don't think he was kidding around. I think that, by the way, if you're the supreme leader of Iran right now, Brian, you've got to be quaking in your boots. That he made a huge mistake. If you come at the king, you best not miss. This is a guy, I mean, the Iranians tried to kill Donald Trump, and now he's the next president. I don't think it's going to be working out very well for them.
Yeah, I mean, one of the headlines on FoxNews.com is Iran terrified of the Trump presidency. But this is still key. First off, a couple of days ago, they guaranteed they'll hit back and crack the teeth of the Israelis. They're going to do that, Eli Lake, if the reports are correct, without any defense system, because it was blown up by the Israeli attack. And the radar that they used to guide their missiles into Israel was blown up in Syria and Iraq. If these reports are correct, this has to be just rhetoric.
They're in meltdown, too. They're like Sonny Hostin at The View. They don't know what that is. They're going through the various stages. I think you're right. It is rhetoric. It's very important for a regime like that, Brian, that, you know, you're talking about, they have to always have this, because they are a fascist tyranny, they have to persuade both their adversaries and their population that, you know, kind of history is on their side. They're on the right side of history. And it doesn't look like that in the last month. So you have to sort of say these things to sort of say, no, we're going to come back bigger and stronger than ever. But I'm with you. I think it looks like rhetoric at this point, and we'll see what happens. And by the way, the supreme leader is an old man, and allegedly he's very sick. You know, we know that for 20 years he's been dealing with some kind of cancer. So if he goes and there's a succession crisis, I mean, I think it's a very vulnerable time for that regime. And I think there's a more of a chance, I don't know what Trump will do, but there's a better chance that Trump will see that as an opportunity maybe to get something better. Certainly that's what the Israelis want. And that's what the Iranian people want, by the way. Look at, you know, we can see all of this. There's every time we think the Iranian protest movement is down and out, despite incredible violence, repression, torture, from the regime, they come back. They came back this week, we saw, with this woman at Tehran University. So I'm very optimistic on this for the first time in a long time.
And I know the first caller that called to President Trump to congratulate him was MBS. Is that significant, Eli?
Yeah, I think that's right. I know that Netanyahu was an early phone call, too. Yeah.
So is that significant?
Oh, yeah. It's very significant. Remember, Biden came into office, and he and the Democrats promised to make MBS a pariah for MBS's role in having a Washington Post columnist and also kind of a, you know, agent of Qatari influence named Jamal Khashoggi killed in an awful and brutal way. And I don't think anybody, you know, is condoning that. But, I mean, it was an overkill from the Democrats. I might add, led by the Washington Post, another institution in meltdown and crisis. And now you've got Trump, who always had a good relationship with MBS, and I think he can really try to sort of set that relationship back on the right track, which is something the Biden administration has tried to do for 2 years, but MBS, I think, sort of like, hey, you guys really tried to screw me, and now you got Trump back in there. I think there's a lot of things that can open up, including a Saudi-Israel, you know, final kind of diplomatic breakthrough, expanding the Abraham Accords. That would be very big as well. And Israel has proved that it's not a paper tiger. Despite October 7th, it has restored deterrence. It's proved it's powerful. It's proved that its enemies should fear Israeli retaliation if it pulls something like that. So things are looking very good in that respect. The one thing I'm concerned about is the rhetoric from the Republican side and Trump sometimes regarding Ukraine and Russia. Russia is not interested at this point in ending the war. So I don't think I think that that's potentially a problem. And I think the key point here that I think, you know, our side on the center right should be making is the war against Iran and the war against Russia are related. Iran and Russia and China and North Korea are the new axis of dirtbags. They all are helping each other. Iran is providing the drones and the missiles to kill Ukrainian civilians. So when Israel does something to strike Iran, that's a strike for a blow
everybody
for Ukrainian freedom, too. And when Ukraine does something against Russia, that's a strike for Israel's war against the forces that are trying to destroy it. So in my view, like, this is all like
I have to leave it there. I got to run, coming up against a break. But there's so much to talk about. All these parts are continued and are connected, and Trump has an opportunity to make a real difference because his administration was terrible on it. Eli, thank you. Coming up next, Michael Whatley, RNC chair, and then Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Don't miss the epic return of Yellowstone, premiering Sunday, November 10th at 8, 7 central, only on Paramount Network.
Legacy. You build something worth having, someone's going to try and take it.
What I'm doing isn't for the ranch. It's for us.
America's number one show returns.
I spent my whole life here.
Me too. You destroy me, you destroy yourself.
Unlike you, I keep my promises.
The epic return of Yellowstone, Sunday, November 10th at 8, 7 central, on Paramount Network.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A loyal dog in Colombia running after an ambulance to be with his human makes today's Dean's List. The loyal canine's owner was ill, and first responders were called to the scene. The man had to be transported to the hospital, and as the emergency vehicles were pulling out, his dog ran out of the house and began sprinting after the ambulance. Very quickly, the EMS team noticed the dog was trying to keep up with the vehicle. As you can imagine, the team was so moved by the dog's loyalty to be with his companion, they pulled over and let the good dog come inside to be with his human. According to news reports, the sweet pup was on board the truck for the whole trip and didn't leave his dad's side. Video of the ambulance pulling over to let the dog in has been watched thousands of times, with so many comments about our loyal pets and the incredible bond we share with our furry family members. They are the best. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He just may be the most successful music composer ever. Sir Paul McCartney talks about how he wrote a song for a movie, which has become one of his most popular songs to perform live.
Say, live and let die.
I thought Live and Let Die is not the easiest title around, but I thought of the obvious thing, the original expression being live and let live. But I enjoyed writing it. I read the book, I think, on the Saturday, Ian Fleming, original book, rather than look at a film script, so that I'd get my take on it or my feel for it. And then on the Sunday, I sat down at the piano and came quite quickly. I wrote the song. And Linda wrote the little middle bit, which is like a little reggae bit. What does it matter to you? You got a chance, you got a chance. And that was it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. October is Learning Disabilities and Dyslexia Awareness Month. For many people without dyslexia, reading may be a breeze. But imagine looking at a book, street sign, or text message and having trouble deciphering what it says. Besides making everyday life more difficult, it can trigger more adverse effects for folks later on in life. Doctors say it's critical the public shows support to affected individuals. Dyslexia is the most common type of learning disability. Medical professionals at the Cleveland Clinic say signs and symptoms of dyslexia in children can include trouble spelling simple words, issues with telling certain letters apart if they have similar shapes, being fearful to read aloud, and more. But some educational experts say many schools lack enough resources to provide students with the help they need. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
That's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Democrats like me always said, you know, Donald Trump has never won the popular vote. Well, he's going to win the popular vote. Donald Trump is not a winner. Well, he was a big winner. I mean, it hurts me to say that, but he was a big winner. So what are my Republican colleagues going to take away from that? This is not like, is this the Donald Trump with whom we lost the Senate majority? Is this the Donald Trump with whom we lost the House? No, this is Donald Trump with whom we win big time. So whatever Adam Kinzinger instinct, Liz Cheney instinct existed in the Republican Party, that's gone. That's gone. Donald Trump owns these guys.
Connecticut Congressman Jim Himes. Just reality. It's almost something Michael Whatley would say. He's the RNC chair, and he's helped make it possible. Michael, congratulations. Your vision was the right vision. Your work ethic was incredible. The result, was it? I know this is what you hoped for. Was it more than you were expecting?
We knew that this was on the table. We knew that this was a possibility. You know, I think that if there's anything that surprised me, it's the fact that we won the popular vote so resoundingly. You know, we felt in every one of the battleground states we had a really good shot, a really good opportunity to win. You know, for him to run the table, get that popular vote, really very satisfying. And then, of course, to be able to flip the Senate and hold on to the House, that's a really, really great night for America.
You need 218 to get to the House. How confident are you? I know you want to, but how confident are you that the finally tallies will put you there? And what number do you think you'll end up with?
You know, I spoke with Speaker Johnson the other night, and, you know, we're feeling cautiously optimistic that we're going to be able to hold on to it with a small lead. You know, and we'll obviously have to see kind of how this pans out down the stretch. And I have, you know, legal teams and recount teams ready to go across the country to make sure that, you know, the counts that are taking place right now are being done correctly, and that if we go into recount mode, that we'll have those covered as well. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see how these things final out, but we feel pretty upbeat.
It looks like you gained with every portion of the country, from Asians to Hispanics to black men and young voters. Do you know where you went down? White men. The white population, minus two. So it's pretty hard to call you guys a white-only party when it's the only area in which you're losing.
Yeah, I think that the seismic shift that we saw in black voters, Hispanic voters, Asian American voters is really a testament to the president's outreach into those communities. You know, there were a lot of people who were asking, why in the world are you doing an event in downtown Philadelphia? Why are you going to the Bronx? Why are you guys doing events in Miami? Why are you doing events in Atlanta? Why are you going to downtown Chicago? And you know, this is a president, and now a president-elect, who is very willing to go talk to people where they are, talk to them about the issues that they care about. When you look at what he did on all of the alternative platforms, from Joe Rogan and Elon Musk to all of the other podcasts, that he did, the fact that he went and sat down with the National Association of Black Journalists for a very hostile interview and then got a standing ovation afterwards. You know, these are things that he has done because his message, his core message, translates to every single group. You know, we are going to have a strong economy. We're going to have a strong southern border, and we are going to be strong enough, you know, to protect our interests at home and abroad. It's really hard to argue against that, and it affects every single American family.
What about you, Michael? What's next for you? Are you interested in joining the administration?
You know, we will have that conversation. Right now, I am very focused on making sure that we get these last House races called. We're going to have the certification that we need to get done in Arizona and Nevada. I want to make sure that all goes very, very smooth. So we still have dust settling right now. I want to make very sure that we get this thing done and buttoned up and make sure that everything is officially lined up with T's crossed and I's dotted so that on January 20th we can all go to Washington, D.C. and enjoy ourselves.
But you hope to be asked, or you hope there's a position there? Is that something you want to do next in your career?
You know, I am not focused on that right now. I really, truly just want to make sure we get these elections locked in here. It's fantastic that the press has called these, but we've got a lot of work to do to get that buttoned up.
What's it going to take for McCormick to win? They seem to think there's no path for Casey just being a sore loser.
Well, you got to officially get 100% of the ballots counted first, and that's why we've got teams on the ground right now that are in those polling locations, you know, going through the mail ballots and the provisionals. You know, the sausage making on elections is pretty intense. And then, you know, once they have 100% of the count, then they will go do an official canvass. And then at that point, you know, Casey could probably ask for a recount. We certainly hope he won't, but he may. So there is some process that we have to go through here. And I want to make absolutely sure that we don't drop any balls as we're going through it.
And real quick, do you won Nevada, you think? You haven't been given it yet.
Yeah, we feel very good about Nevada, so we're kind of going through the last mail ballots that are being put out there. But I think that this is a lead that's going to hold, and we're going to sustain.
All right, Michael Wiley, congratulations again, and I think even Democrats would just be in awe of what you guys pulled off.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro Corojo Wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest.
ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Eric Braden. Danson Williams.
Burt Ward.
Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Michelle Nichols.
Shirley Jones.
Louise Sorrell.
Good afternoon. A lovely and chatting interview.
It's all the
conversation. It wasn't an interview.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential.
Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
In our nation, we owe loyalty not to a president or a party, but to the Constitution of the United States. And loyalty to our conscience and to our God. My allegiance to all three is why I am here to say, while I concede this election, I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign.
What did fuel your campaign? Almost nothing, because you got totally blown out. But I got to give Kamala Harris finally the credit. And she had a right to take a shot at President Trump. Trump did not concede the last election. Did not stay around for the inauguration. I don't know if she will and Joe Biden will, but my sense is they're going to try to show him up and do that. And it is the right thing to do. But the rest of the speech seemed like a campaign speech. And why did she wait until 4 o'clock in the afternoon to do it? Probably 4:30. Now Joe Biden made a call, congratulated President Trump. That's a good sign. He said, come to the White House. That's another good sign. They should do all those things. It makes the American people and the rest of the world a little less anxiety filled. But I think this is the first time in a mandate since really 2008 when Barack Obama got it. I think that there's, and this is the biggest one for a Republican, maybe in my lifetime, maybe Reagan. With me right now is Douglas Murray, from the National Review Institute fellow, best-selling author. You got a new book coming out, don't you? Didn't you tell me you had a book coming out?
I do. It's not been announced yet, Brian. We can't announce it.
So did I give? Did I just give up top-secret information?
You gave up wildly top-secret information. I can never trust you again.
But just know that I will fully back it.
When it's ready. The secret book comes out in the spring, yeah.
So tell me about this concession. Tell me your view of our election.
Well, I was down in Mar-a-Lago for the night.
Tuesday?
Yes. And it was obviously historic, extraordinary evening.
When did you go, by the way? Were you there before it was decided? Did you see the anxiety level dip?
Yes, very much so. I thought that the moment when things started to really become clear was actually when Republicans managed to flip those Senate seats. because that suggested that this was the wave that the
Bernie Moreno
team, that was the wave the Trump team had been hoping for. At Madison Square Gardens, I was there a couple of weeks earlier,
and
some of the Trump team then said, you know, what we're focusing on is, you know, we also need to get the popular vote. And I thought at the time, I thought maybe that's, you know, that's a bit of a reach. And so it turns out not to be. So I thought that on the night itself, there were a couple of moments when it became clear. I spoke to the president just after the Senate seats flipped, and that was really a very clear indicator that maybe the whole thing was gonna come the Republicans' way. And I was, like a lot of us, I was unsure whether we were going to get a result on the night. And then it became clear we would, and everyone headed to the convention center. And the cleanness of the win is something, as you know and your listeners know, is absolutely crucial. And I think some of the relatively diminished howling on the other side is simply because of their just inability to deny that they lost everything. They lost everything. And if it had been remotely closer, or if they could have done their whining about the Electoral College again, they would have done, but they can't. So it was a historic night, and I thought that the president-elect's speech was very, very important to a highly energized room.
Let me, did he write it? Did he have it written down, or he had lived that?
He seemed to have it. Was
there prompters out there?
He seemed to have the skeleton of it written down, the
folder
he carried on stage. And I thought it was a very, very good speech. I thought that what was then on everyone's minds was, why has there been no word from the Harris campaign other than sending her supporters home? And I did think that by the next morning, and, you know, I mean, I had contact with some of the Democrats. I said, well, why is your candidate not saying anything? This really looks very bitter and unpleasant. My guess is she was drinking a bottle of wine.
Did you hear anybody say that, or is that your
No, it was my guess. But the fact she didn't come out till gone four the day after, I do think, as you say, I mean, Trump's had his own issues.
First it was supposed to be the morning at 10 o'clock, you know that. And then they pushed it to.
That's why I say maybe there was some. But anyway, I think it showed that she was unable. She does not have it in her. And this is one of the things that made her fundamentally unfit for office anyway. She does not have it in her to have any self-examination. She could have, on the night, said one of my favorite examples is Nixon in 1960. You know, he had a lot of pressure to concede. And he ended up going in front of the press and a room full of his supporters at the hotel in Los Angeles and said at 2:30 in the morning, you know, I know you don't want to hear this, but we've lost this. And conceded and congratulated his opponent, JFK. She didn't have that in her. And I think it's the final demonstration to the American public. This was somebody who was fundamentally unfit for office, that she couldn't, and she didn't even in her speech yesterday afternoon, late yesterday afternoon, she didn't even have it in her there to have any self-examination of why her campaign was so hideously rejected by the American
public. $1 billion, 107 days, $1 billion. And she wouldn't do an interview, wouldn't give a position. You know what did it for me? When that crime bill, that crime reform in California, Prop 34, was out there, she had an opportunity to say, yeah, you know what? We got to crack down on crime. It's time for the criminals to stay behind bars. Smash and grab was something I didn't anticipate. And contrast it to 2014 when she basically wrote it. But she says, I will not endorse. Yeah. Instinctively, Douglas Murray, I mean, what are you kidding me? This is an opportunity.
It would have been too little too late anyway. It's extremely hard for people to concede the problem when the problem is them. But, you know, at some point the Democrats should recognize that they put up a fantastically awful candidate.
And why did they pick her even as the running mate?
Well, we all
know.
Because
he said a woman of color, it would knock it down to three people.
I mean, you would hope that after this, the Democrats would do some of the self-examination they did not do after 2016. You know, I always say that the importance of clear results in elections is not just that the winner knows that they've won, but that the loser knows they've lost. If they don't recognize they lost. This was Hillary Clinton's problem and the Democrats' problem for the last 8 years. It was this, you know, we had Russia. We had the impeachment attempts. We had all the false claims about the win in 2016. The Democrats had a chance to actually pivot on the issues. Why were they losing the working class? Why were they losing the ability to even speak to American workers? And they didn't do that switch. They couldn't do it. Can they do it now? We'll see. But of course, it's not the problems of the Democrats are a secondary issue at the moment.
So they say sex is racist. And I could play a whole bunch of clips, but I'd rather listen to you.
Well,
sex is racist. Are you kidding me?
They maybe they can grow up after this and realize that one of the problems was that doesn't work anymore. They've tried to insult the American public for long enough, and the American public turns out not to like being insulted all the time. What were you meant to think if you were a white working class guy in America looking at the candidates in this election? On the one hand was Donald Trump and the Republicans saying they're not just speaking for you, but they're going to do things to improve your lot in life. On the other hand, there's the Democrats simply saying, well, white working class guys, you better prove you're not a racist misogynist and vote for us. That's not a very appealing brand. But they've tried this. There have been some of the usual asylum lunatics of the left who spent the last 24 hours trying to do this again. My suspicion is on the left-wing networks and even the party, the wiser voices will realize this is not how you speak to the public.
Well, aren't we watching? And Doug, isn't this good? We're a self-correcting country, I think, more than anyone I know.
Very much so.
And so all of a sudden, businesses are going, yeah, we're not doing the DEI thing. We're not getting good people. We can't live under this criteria. Mm. We don't really think we're sexist and racist. People pushing back, fundamental feel for patriotism. I'm relieved. We're coming up on our 250th birthday. It's a big deal. So yeah. President Trump will be there. Say what you want about it. Does anyone think he's not patriotic? Does anyone think he doesn't want to celebrate 250 years? I was worried that we're going to do the 1619 Project and have someone say we're built on the backs of slaves on stolen land. And that's what we were getting. We're not comfortable with that.
No, Americans don't want that. Of course not. But this is what the left has been trying to push on all of us for years now. I'd hope that the result this week is in part a rejection of that anti-American narrative, anti-Western narrative. But look, what Kamala Harris said in her speech yesterday afternoon struck me that there was one thing in particular in it that was worth noting, which was she was still trying to warm up this completely hollow narrative. What we just heard in that excerpt where she said, you know, I will concede the election, but will not concede the fight that is behind our campaign. There was no real fight. This was all empty, hollow rhetoric. And she tried it for months and it didn't work and it was soundly rejected. And it's because the American public could tell that she was a hollow person. Mm-hmm. She said all these things like, we need to go forward into the future, not back into the past. Sorry? What are you going to do about grocery bills? We need to be the change of the people who are the people we're waiting for after we've come back from the past. None of this meant anything.
I know. What about the work? We're not afraid of work. Hard work is good work. What are you talking about? You don't have to tell us about a work ethic.
Who's the campaigner who'd say... I like drifting around, kinda, and prefer the public to kind of drift and
meander.
Let's meander into the future. No, I mean this was she was such a hideous candidate because it was like watching in the old days a Xerox of a Xerox of a Xerox until you can't really see what's on the page anymore. She was a copy of a copy of a copy, and by the time it got to her. None of it really meant anything.
Do you realize how much healthier it would be for the country to have like a Harold Ford run for president, center left?
Yeah.
All right, I understand there's certain positions you want to do more social spending. Other positions you want to spend on defense. Those are healthy debates. But when you say we have to get rid of oil and gas cars by 2040, and then you make dealerships fill up their cars with electric cars they can't sell, and everyone keep your mouth shut, you're a racist, or you don't like the environment, the militants who gave you this environmental movement – I want you to hear what Joe Manchin said. somebody's now out of Congress. Cut six.
Donald Trump didn't win just with the MAGA. He won with the centrist, the common sense, the independents in the middle. He was able to have a program that basically more people bought in than what Kamala did. That's the middle. The power of the middle is unbelievable. I just hope when they get to Washington, they remember how they got there. They got there by appealing to reasonable, responsible, sensible people that are in the middle. I'm in the middle. A lot of people. Democrats have become homeless, and a lot of Republicans became homeless. And we weren't Washington Democrats. We weren't Republican Democrats, but we wanted to get things done. You get things done from the middle.
He said he didn't vote for her, but people have told me, too, conservatives like you, Roger Ailes famously said, you're in the middle of the road, you're roadkill.
Mm.
So how do you feel about that? What he said, though, and you're conservative, right?
Mm.
So how do you feel about that, Jives? Is he naive?
Well, I think Manchin is a fine man, and it's sad he's out. But he's
going to be on my show on Saturday.
So good. Yeah. So he's not out at all.
Yeah,
he's right at the center of things. He's one of the old school Democrats that you could recognize, and that the Republicans could do business with in any normal season. He's a fine man. He's a patriot, and he really knows his issues. He would never, if he'd have been the candidate of the Democrats, he would not have waffled on about issue after issue. And he knows his brief. Kamala Harris never knew her brief.
Oh, yeah.
One time she was being asked about inflation. I came away with a very strong view that she does not know what inflation is. I'm pretty confident she doesn't know.
Douglas Murray, I know you do. And in a moment, we're going to take a short time out and come back. Don't move.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Individual results may vary. Past performance may not be indicative of future results.
This is a well-timed message from American Bullion. So get ready to write down an important number or to put it into your phone. In these troubling economic times at home and the conflict around the world, protecting your portfolio and retirement are more important than ever. It's why so many Americans are choosing to add gold to their portfolios. Gold can reduce the overall volatility of your portfolio and help you create a safe, stable future for you and your loved ones. At American Bullion, we pioneered the seamless gold IRA process to add gold and other precious metals to your current IRA or old 401k. To learn more about adding gold to your retirement account, call the experts at American Bullion, where we say, peace of gold, peace of mind. Call 800-545-2525. That's 800-545-2525. 800-545-2525.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A four-year-old from Tennessee who wanted to help those affected by Hurricane Helene makes the Dean's List. Henley Castellon has collected more than 1,000 stuffed animals for children in East Tennessee and Western North Carolina. She wanted to do this for other kids because she knows what it means to have a favorite toy, especially when it comes to hard times and needing comfort and security. Henley's father, Alex, says her stuffed animals help his daughter when life gets tough and she's having a bad day. Henley began by donating dozens of her own toys to children impacted by the storm, and that inspired others to do the same. A Facebook group saw
saw Henley's generosity and wanted to continue the stuffed animal donations, setting up collection points across the city. Henley's mom, Jennifer, says she is so proud of her daughter, especially after she was diagnosed with autism. Henley has the biggest heart. Henley, thank you for being awesome. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Fox rocks.
I'm Michelle Foligno.
My name.
Snoop Dogg's Long in the Works reunion album with Dr. Dre has a release date. The album titled Missionary will drop December 13th and will feature 15 tracks with guest appearances from the late Tom Petty, Eminem, Jelly Roll, Sting, Method Man, 50 Cent, and BJ the Chicago Kid. Petty is represented on a rework of his 90s hit Last Dance with Mary Jane with assistance from Jelly Roll. Eddie Murphy will star in a biopic of Parliament Funkadelic legend George Clinton. Murphy will re-team with his Dreamgirls director Bill Condon. The yet untitled project is based on Clinton's 2014 memoir, Brothers Be, You're Like George, Ain't That Funkin' Kinda Hard on You. The film reportedly will be released by Amazon Prime. Clinton and his manager, Jeff Jampol, are among the executive producers. Clinton is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Obviously, there is going to be a lot of soul searching and asking a lot of questions in the coming hours and days about what, if anything, could Democrats and the Harris campaign have done differently. One thing that we are clearly already starting to see take place is finger pointing and the blame game. And a lot of that is going to be directed at President Biden. And this is even coming from some folks inside of the Harris campaign. One senior official I just talked to said Biden will hold a lot of blame for it. And frankly, they said he should.
Yeah. So no doubt about it. He wants $300 million for his library. This is going to hurt him. Douglas Murray.
I'm deeply sorry for him for that, obviously. he was looking forward to having a nap in that library.
And I was looking forward for a field trip. I'd love to go to this library. Because normally I have to go to his garage to get top secret documents. So I think it would be good to go to one central location. I got to ask you about Iran. How does Iran feel today? You spend so much time in the Middle East in Israel. What do you think the reality is? They blew up their missile defense already. They took out the radar, we know, in Syria and Iraq to help them guide their missiles. What do you think they're thinking with Trump?
I think that if there was any country in which there could have been a landslide for Trump equivalent to or superior to the one that was given by the American public this week, anywhere in the world, it would have been the Israeli public. They are so pro-Trump because they know that the region they're in is the most dangerous region in the world. They don't have the benefit, the Israelis, of having Canadians to their north. And it's a rough neighborhood. And it's a neighborhood in which only strength is respected. And the Harris-Biden administration was a very wobbly ally, actually, to Israel. It was a very wobbly ally.
More wobbly than we know.
More wobbly than the public realize. I mean, there was just one thing that was made public the other week, of course, was the intelligence leak from the administration. A minor figure in the administration, but leaked the sites that the Israelis are hoping to strike inside Iran. An ally does not do that. An ally cannot be a leaky ship. And that was all deliberate. I've said many times, but if the Democrats had spent as much time trying to get regime change in Iran as they tried doing regime change in Israel, the mullahs would have fallen by now. The aim of the Biden-Harris administration for the last year has been to get Benjamin Netanyahu out of power in Jerusalem because they see him as being the principal obstacle to peace.
Which is nuts, by the way.
It's nuts. It's nuts. They say that he's intransigent. No, it's Hamas that's intransigent.
And Hezbollah and fundamentally Iran.
And Hezbollah and their backer, Iran. It is. I mean, everything about that conflict has been from the United Nations and others, they are weak. They have allowed Hezbollah and Hamas to do what they do. And only President Trump back in the White House can reassert the proper balance of power, which is not Hezbollah peacefully being allowed to continue firing missiles at Israel, but making sure, among other things, that the hostages are got back home and Iran is on the line.
Right away, before he takes office, he wants those hostages home. Douglas Murray, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
Attention! Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers, so don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-885-2020. 800-885-2020. Again, that's 800-885-2020.
Hi, friends. RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro Corojo Wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. It will be a very special meeting on Wednesday morning at the White House. Sherry Adler reports.
President Biden will welcome President-elect Trump back to the White House in a few days. President Joe Biden extended the invitation in a congratulatory call with President-elect Trump earlier this week.
I assured him that I'd direct my entire administration to work with his team to ensure a peaceful and orderly transition.
And that will begin this Wednesday when the two leaders meet in the Oval Office. While the post-election meeting is traditional, Trump did not host Biden for the get-together after the Republican lost the election in 2020. I'm Shelley Adler.
Also at townhall.com, another Russian attack on Ukraine has turned deadly.
Ukrainian officials say one person died and over a dozen people wounded, including two children, when a Russian drone hit a residential area in the port city of Odessa. Odessa administration footage captures the aftermath of the strike, with high-rise buildings in two residential complexes, private houses, the warehouses of a private company, and dozens of private cars severely damaged. Russia's mounting an intensified aerial campaign that Ukrainian officials say they need more Western help to counter. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Defense Department will appeal a military judge's ruling that plea agreements struck by the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 attacks 23 years ago are valid. The judge's ruling had voided Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's order to throw out the deals. The judge concluded the plea agreements were valid and he granted the three motions to enter guilty pleas. The defense official says the U.S. will also seek a postponement of any hearings on the pleas. Stocks cruised to more records as they closed their best week in a year. The S&P 500 rose 0.4%. The Dow climbed an average 0.6%. More at townhall.com.
Well, if your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free, and for so many people, the results are game-changing. Even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Authorities have destroyed tens of thousands of pounds of marijuana plants at greenhouses in northwestern New Mexico.
Authorities say dozens of agents were assigned to eradicate the plants in October. State regulators had started the process of revoking the license of NNK Equity, having filed a non-compliance order and a default order earlier this year. The company was accused of not posting its licenses on site, failing to obtain water rights for cultivation, and violating sanitation and health requirements.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Police say a Minnesota man shot and killed his wife and son and his ex-partner and their son before killing himself. Duluth police have not determined the motive, but authorities say the gunman had a pattern of mental health issues. Five people shot and wounded in Virginia restaurant. Lynchburg police officers found three adults at the scene with gunshot wounds who were treated and taken to the hospital. No arrests have been made. You'll find more at townhall.com. It's one of the most underpublicized policies of some of the biggest U.S. retailers.
Sometimes the retailers give customers full refunds and let them keep the unwanted items, too. Companies such as Amazon, Walmart, and Target have decided some items are not worth the cost or hassle of getting back. Analysts say the companies offering returnless refunds do it somewhat sporadically, typically reserving the option for low-cost objects or ones with limited resale value. But some online shoppers say they've also been allowed to keep more pricey products. John Scott reporting.
Elwood Edwards, the man who voiced America Online's famous You've Got Mail, has died. He died this week at his home in North Carolina from a stroke. He recorded his AOL greeting in the living room of his home in 1989. He was paid $200 for the recording. Elwood Edwards was 74 years old. When you log on to townhall.com, you'll find more analysis, headline, and news, townhall.com.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. So glad you're here. It's Brian Kilmeade coming here from Midtown Manhattan, two blocks away from a big Hezbollah riot the other day, but things are suppressed and things are calm. You know, we got bike racks in front of the place. It's kind of sad in that we used to want to make this a mecca to celebrate elections. We did two elections ago, and after a while we realized, you know what? Get a little too controversial. We got enough security issues, so we're not going to do it. And we didn't. And now there were no riots, so hopefully we'll go back to that. This hour we're going to be joined by Howie Kurtz in just a few minutes, and Zarna Garg, one of the hottest comedians in the country. When you watch the, and I watched Stephen Colbert, and I watched the Late Show, Late Night Show, with Jimmy Fallon, Late Tonight Show. They're all in mourning. These are comedy shows. Well, instead of comedy on the election and having some fun with the people losing and winning, they are in mourning because they become news shows, partisan news shows. And I'll let you hear some of it, too. Guy who was the last balanced guy was probably Jay Leno. So before we get to Howie Kurtz, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
One of the things I think folks forget about is President Trump had some A-listers, some really great people in his first administration. And quite frankly, I've been around and some of those people have said, I want to come back and I want to help you again, President Trump. Let's finish the job of what we started.
I know there's a lot that want to come back. Jason Miller, that was his comment. Hopefully he'll go too. He's worked very hard over the last 8 years. What would the new Trump team look like? We're going to examine the rumors and use some logic to try to predict the best people at the best spots.
Number two. One thing that we are clearly already starting to see take place is finger pointing and the blame game. And a lot of that is going to be directed at President Biden. One senior official I just talked to said Biden will hold a lot of blame for it. And frankly, they said he should.
That is CNN's reporting using their sources within the Kamala Harris campaign. Meltdown, finger pointing, reevaluation, the Dems in massive tailspin as they try to figure out how and why Harris fails so spectacularly. Also how the GOP seems to have held the House, flipped the Senate. Their people, their party have been rejected by their country, and then they embrace the GOP.
Number one.
Donald Trump didn't win just with the MAGA. He won with the centrist, the common sense, the independents in the middle.
Democrats like me always said, you know, Donald Trump has never won the popular vote. Well, he's going to win the popular vote. Donald Trump is not a winner. Well, he was a big winner. I mean, it hurts me to say that.
There you go. That is that is the number one story. Jim Himes weighing in. It happened 4 years since he lost. The comeback is complete for Donald Trump. We look at the voting blocks he grew and the Trumpian agenda that will drive America. Howie Kurtz, you've interviewed Donald Trump many times. Did you ever expect this type of comeback, this type of mandate that he's getting?
I didn't expect the magnitude of the victory, but I certainly concluded a few weeks ago that Trump was going to win, in part because when I interviewed him at Trump Tower, Brian, you know, whether you agree with what he said or not, I mean, he was on his game. He was cogent. Everyone's saying, oh, he's exhausted. Well, no, that wasn't the case. But, you know, beyond the politics of it and the complete failure of the Democratic Party to sort of connect with working class voters that used to be once upon a time their base, this is a massive media failure on so many levels, not just failing to call the election properly. We've blown plenty of elections and, you know, the polls are shaky, that kind of thing. To understand what's going on in the country, to understand why Trump voters, some of whom have been attacked by these brilliant, usually left-leaning geniuses, felt that they wanted to vote for Donald Trump, including, as I'm sure you've talked about on the show, including blacks, including Latinos, across the board. It was an amazing coalition. So I was a little surprised at how what a wipeout it was for Kamala and her team.
I'm just going to give you an idea that you already know, but for our audience to know, in 2016, he got 29% of the Hispanic vote. Now it's at 45. Income for people on income under 50,000. You know, those, that billionaire that can't relate to everyday people. 50% of those who make under 50,000, voted for him. That was at 41% when he tried in 2016. For black men, it's now at 20%. It started with 13. Romney got 8. Young voters, he now had 42% of those, a Republican, getting 42% of those under 30. This is pretty impressive numbers, and it's very hard to marginalize his supporters and call them racist and sexist, but they're doing it anyway, Howard. Does that blow you away?
It not only blows me away that people are still falling into the trap of attacking essentially half the country, people who voted for Trump. And, you know, some have said or told other pollsters, et cetera, that they don't like some of his behavior, the tweets and the going off script, shall we say. But they voted for him anyway because they compared the Biden-Harris record to the Trump record, and they decided they liked the Trump record much better. The morning that you talked about, I mean, we better stage an intervention for Colbert and Kimmel because they look like they're going through the seven stages of grief. But I'm seeing that also with a lot of the big name analyst pundits, journalists, commentators who are still attacking Donald Trump rather than, you know, well, you know what? Maybe we need to do some soul searching. Maybe we need to talk about why the Democrats have reached this point, why people ultimately didn't trust Kamala Harris or didn't know where she stood, why Donald Trump has this appeal that we don't understand because we thought he is a lying bigot and all the usual, you know, yeah. Hitler, all the usual things thrown at him. And then some are trying to honestly grapple with that, but most of them are just like, no, we're not giving up. We're going to fight. This is ridiculous. And I don't say that they should all fold their tents and not battle for what they believe in. But, man, some of them are just sort of their feet are in concrete.
I want you to hear this. This is just a look at what the commentators were saying yesterday from Sonny Hostin to Rachel Maddow to Jonathan Capehart of on MSNBC. Cut 21.
I'm profoundly disturbed. I'm worried about mass deportation and internment camps. What we did not have is white women who voted about 52%, right, for Donald Trump. Uneducated white women, is my understanding.
These guys on the other side inevitably start picking off individual journalists, individual publishers, individual news organizations to try ultimately to turn us all into some American-accented version of RT.
Can't help but wonder if the American people have given up on democracy.
I'd like to know what that says about us as a country.
What do you say to that?
What it says about us as a country is that it's a different country, a different portrait of a country than the media, most of the mainstream media, Brian, have painted all along. And so, you know, this sort of hand-wringing, I mean, look, it's the media and the Democrats that have said time and time and time again that Trump shouldn't have contested the 2020 election, that you can't always love your country when you win. And now it's kind of flipped. And a lot of them are just in denial. You know, this Donald Trump has done the seemingly impossible. I mean, coming back from the depths of January 6th, he not only wins the nomination, he not only battles the four indictments, which I think ended up helping him. He not only survives two assassination attempts, but he remakes the Republican Party in a way that simply connected with a lot of frustrated voters. And meanwhile, the Democrats, you know, are talking about pronouns and Kamala Harris never quite explained, well, how come 4 years ago she was for opening up the border and now she says she's not?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of soul searching to be done, but especially, you know, this is my beat, by journalists who really became part of the resistance, some might say 9 years ago, certainly in the last couple of years. I mean, the disparity between the just worshipful and gushing coverage for the vice president versus the just unrelenting and constant attacks against Donald Trump. You had the Huffington Post, you know, batter headline, "The Nightmare Returns," and even the New York Times. These are news stories that said America picks a strong man. You know, they have not processed this at all.
So the Media Research did this. They did their study just as this came to an end. 78% of the coverage was positive for Harris. 15% was positive for Trump. And I think when they know that, they know how negative they've been. They told us he's Hitler. They told us he's a fascist. They told us he's going to get rid of democracy. And the American people heard it, didn't pay attention, and voted this way. The frustration is off the charts. They mocked him every single night. They got out. They almost got rid of Jimmy Fallon, the public, because he normalized the sitting president at the time, Donald Trump. He's since apologized and tried to overcorrect. Listen to Jimmy Kimmel, his greatest critic, Cut 30.
It was a terrible night for women, for children, for the hundreds of thousands of hardworking immigrants who make this country go, for healthcare, for our climate, for science, for journalism, for justice, for free speech. It was a terrible night for poor people, for the middle class, for seniors who rely on Social Security, for our allies in Ukraine, for NATO, for the truth and democracy and decency. And it was a terrible night for everyone who voted against him. And guess what? It was a bad night for everyone who voted for him, too. You just don't realize it yet. But it was a really good night for Putin and for polio and for lovable billionaires like Elon Musk and the bros up in Silicon Valley and all the wriggling brainworms who sold what was left of their souls to bow down to Donald Trump.
You believe this? What do you say?
I'm going to take a wild guess and say that Jimmy Gillen is not happy with the outcome. And of course,
he almost
had
cried.
an ongoing feud with Donald Trump, some of which, in my previous interview with the former president and future president, I should learn to say, president-elect Trump, I fueled just by asking the question about Kimmel, and then Trump took his head off, and then Kimmel responded. It was a lot of fun. But I mean, they take this stuff seriously. I mean, the job of these guys is to make people laugh. And, you know, they make people laugh at Donald Trump. You know, the irony here, and I know you get this, is for all of the hand-wringing and tears and, you know, breastfeeding, once Trump gets in office, and especially if he, you know, sticks to popular initiatives, he's going to be good for the media because everybody's going to want to watch again. You know, look, there was like 2 books written about the Biden presidency and about 500 written about the Trump presidency because he's always making news. He's always controversial.
He talks to the press, Howie. I mean, he talks to the press every day. At one point, he said, forget my press secretary. I will talk to you every day. And he did during the middle of the Russian and all these revelations and then the impeachment. Yes, next. They weren't talking about anything that he was doing positively. They didn't talk about they never talked about the Abraham Accords or anything like that. It was always controversial, and he would stop and talk. You have another guy that never talked to the press that missed his Secretary of Defense in the hospital. He was in the hospital, didn't put somebody in charge, and never knew about it, and the press didn't even say anything, even after they did find out about it. The double standard is so huge that I think the American people have tuned out and they voted the way they did. Popular vote and the Electoral College. I mean, it's really hard to object to this result or not conclude that you got huge problems with your messaging and your point of view.
Look at how much of the coverage in just the last week or two has been devoted to, will there be violence? Will Donald Trump accept the results of the election and all that? And of course, it all became moot because he won this sweeping victory, which, as you pointed out, you know, I think it was 48 out of 50 states where Kamala did worse than Biden, or Trump did better than Biden in 2020. And so it now seems clear in retrospect that Joe Biden, you know, whatever he was able to accomplish on the Hill, was hidden from the press, hidden from many of his own staffers, so they wouldn't see the degree of the mental decline. And so, yeah, I mean, even if you went on, if you were White House reporter, you went on a trip with him, you often just didn't get to lay eyes on him unless you'd see him give him the same speech as everyone else. Kamala made a huge mistake the first month by hiding from the media. Should have done a couple of interviews then. Then she did lots of interviews, and it didn't seem to help her. You know, you could argue that the way she was thrown into it, and, you know, her allies, as I know you're aware, are now saying, oh, it's sexism, oh, it's racism, oh, you know, can a woman ever be elected president? But she made a lot of mistakes, too. On the other hand, she was saddled with the albatross of the Biden record, and that may have been, especially in a short campaign, too much for anyone to overcome.
So Jim Himes said something on CNN I thought was significant. Cut 8.
Democrats like me always said, you know, Donald Trump has never won the popular vote. Well, he's going to win the popular vote. Donald Trump is not a winner. Well, he was a big winner. I mean, it hurts me to say that, but he was a big winner. So what are my Republican colleagues going to take away from that? This is not like, is this the Donald Trump with whom we lost the Senate majority? Is this the Donald Trump with whom we lost the House? No, this is Donald Trump with whom we win big time. So whatever Adam Kinzinger instinct, Liz Cheney instinct existed in the Republican Party, that's gone. That's gone. Donald Trump owns these guys.
So he wanted to see what it was going to be like in the minority. And I think as an analyst, the first 2/3 is right. He killed him. Connecticut congressman, your thoughts?
We're living in Trump's America. And, you know, there was a lot of effort on the part of a lot of media people and some Democrats to say, well, you know, Trump, it was a fluke in 2016. Hillary was a bad candidate, and he kind of lucked out and you know, won enough to get over the 270 mark. Then, of course, we had 2020, and that was in the middle of a pandemic. But nobody can diminish this victory. You can say, look, I still don't like Donald Trump. You can say, I'm still going to oppose mass deportations or whatever is at the top of your agenda. But the idea that he's now won the popular vote, unheard of levels of support. Remember when he went to the Bronx and people just made fun of him, or why is he wasting his time? Well, he actually did better in New York City.
He did.
Which is, you know, one of the bluest cities in the country.
And he did better in the Bronx than any other borough. And he did better in the Bronx than any other borough.
It's time for people to sort of shut up with the attacks give him a break, let him come into office and see what he can do. And especially for the press, like, it's time to no longer be part of the resistance. It has eroded and really destroyed the credibility of the press. Everybody hates us on both sides now, and a lot of that is our fault.
Well, you were analyzing it, so leave you out of the fray. You're the ones who, like, told everybody about it. Media Buzz is on Sundays at 11 o'clock to 12. Howie, now more than ever, we can't wait to hear this, and hopefully some people will sober up and just give Trump a fair chance. Criticize the policies. Don't say it's Nazi Germany. He's not Hitler. He's a successful politician finishing out his last term. Howie Kurtz, thanks so much.
Thanks. Going to be a great show Sunday.
You got it. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade. Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Hi, I'm Jason Hansen, a former CIA officer. In these uncertain times, with rising geopolitical tensions and skyrocketing inflation, protecting your financial future is crucial. That's why I trust Advantage Gold for all my precious metal investments. They're the only company I buy from, period. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 for a 100% free gold guide. See exactly how gold can safeguard your wealth. Again, call 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY, it's GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. An arrest made in the murder of a camper made to look like a bear mauling earlier this month. Authorities in Gallatin County, Montana say a beer can left inside Dustin Kajersham's tent was the key. Darren Christopher Abbey confessed to authorities to killing Kajersham after a chance encounter while camping near Big Sky. Abby had originally planned to camp at the same location Kajersham did, and after finding him there, was offered a beer by the victim. What followed was Kajersham being struck with a solid piece of wood, stabbed in the neck with a screwdriver, and then hit with an axe. Abby removed evidence that could tie him to the murder, including the axe, the cooler he touched, and firearms in his possession. But the beer can was left behind. Abby is now facing charges including deliberate homicide and tampering with evidence. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
I'm Ashley DeBorca with a Fox Celebrity Profile with singer-songwriter Bishop Briggs, whose new album, Tell My Therapist I'm Fine, is out now.
I've become a mom, which has just been the biggest, coolest addition to my life. And this album really shows the process of getting older and the different chapters that come with it and different lessons I've learned along the way. And there's a lot of themes of girlhood. I think there's a lot of unspokenness about what the experiences of being a woman.
Making the new album also helped Briggs work through the pain and grief of losing her sister and manager Kate to ovarian cancer in 2021.
When I started writing this album, I found myself being really drawn to the music that she introduced me to, which was My Chemical Romance and No Doubt and, you know, all those bands that were at Warped Tour. And interestingly, when writing those, I felt the closest to her. And I think it's because they did represent so much more of who she was.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Legendary tennis champion Arthur Ashe was the first African-American player to compete professionally in tennis. In leading UCLA to the NCAA title in 1965, he created a tennis program for inner cities in 1968 and was the USLTA amateur champ and won the first U.S. Open at Forest Hills, being ranked co-number one with Rod Laver in that year.
This is still one of the Grand Slam titles, and now Muscles is the only player who won the Grand Slam this year. After a day of rest yesterday, he was pretty tough today, and I look forward to playing him again because this year we're all square. I think I beat him about a month and a half ago in Detroit under poor lights. So here's hoping we meet in the final of Forest Hills on my turf. So I'll see you in September.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Brian,
yeah.
You and I are undecided voters,
yeah.
But we have to make a decision.
We have to.
This is the week.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do? What are you thinking?
I don't know. The issues, like immigration.
Yeah.
Immigration.
Yeah. That's an easy one. Keep them out. Keep the immigrants out.
Wait, you want to keep the immigrants out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But isn't that a little bit racist?
Yeah, it's a lot racist. But I'm a discriminating racist. I know who to let in and who to let out. I can give them the list.
Okay. A discriminating racist?
That's right.
I think we just discovered a new voter demographic.
That's right, and I'm happy to be of service.
That is Zarna Gharg doing one of her many tapes. She's an Indian-American stand-up comedian, skiing writer, host of the Zarna Gharg Family Podcast, streaming on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify. And, of course, I got to get her not only to find out what's happened with her, but I want to find out what happened to our comedy, what happened to our late-night comedy. I mean, it's all gone. They're all literally crying. Jimmy Kimmel was crying last night during his monologue. I mean, would Johnny Carson have been crying if he was a Jimmy Carter fan and Reagan, who happened to be his friend too, when Reagan had won, or when Carter won and beat Gerald Ford, vice versa? Would that have been, that was also contentious coming off Watergate? You would say, what's with a comedian crying on that? And you might find out in an interview or a profile where they stood politically. But things have dramatically changed. Hopefully people realize they don't want to take that risk. They're going to realize, you know, I'm going to bring things up. I'm going to be an equal opportunity offender because it's not good for my business to be so labeled. But I'm going to say it's going to be an interesting decision all these shows got to make. Is he going to make Trump the worst person in the world? Because no one's interested. And your ratings reflect that you're not growing your audience, which is getting harder and harder to do because of shows like Zarna Gharg has on YouTube. So don't think you're going to get your 5 million people. They're going to get less and less and smaller. Gutfeld's getting a ton of them. He makes fun of everybody. Don't move.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hello, food fans. Chef Taldy Mercurial here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
That's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Jimmy, what are you doing?
I'm packing.
Packing? Are you going on vacation?
No, I'm not going on vacation. I'm leaving the country.
Well, it happened again. After a bizarre and vicious campaign fueled by a desperate need not to go to jail, Donald Trump has won the 2024 election.
Donald Trump has won the 2024 election, and he'll be president again for 4 more years, or 8, or 12, or whatever.
So that is a little late-night television. You recognize Jimmy Kimmel, biggest hater of Donald Trump. Not even funny, just goes out to hit him. And then Stephen Colbert lives off it, and one thing he said in his cold open tells the whole story. He's not embarrassed by it. He goes, if you're watching this show, you probably are as upset as I am. So he's saying to our audience, I have no interest. If you don't agree with me politically, I know you're not watching me. And then you saw what happened with Seth Meyers, who they took his band away, so he's a little guilty. He feels a little bad, but they did renew him. And, of course, they feel this way. You know, a lot of people would say this is great for me doing stand-up because Donald Trump is so different. He provides a lot of energy. But I guess not. Not in today's lineup. With me right now is one of the hottest comedians in the country, Zarna Garg, one of our great guests. She thankfully comes back as an Indian-American stand-up comedian and screenwriter, host of Zarna Garg Family Podcast, streaming on the YouTube, Apple, and Spotify. And I'd plug your live events, but they're all sold out.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Hi, Brian. Namaste.
Great to see you.
So excited to be back. Yes, good to be here.
Were you surprised by that reaction on Election Day where you could have tons of fun, that answer is simply mourning and anger?
I'm not surprised by that reaction. I mean,
you've been on all those shows, right?
I've been on all those shows, and I know what they're thinking, and there's clearly a big disconnect in the country. One half of the country believes something, and then there's another half that just doesn't see them at all. So, and I've been seeing it as a touring comic. I'm all over the country. I'm in big towns, small towns. I've been seeing, meeting people live and hearing all the things that we heard Donald Trump say, because he's reflecting the views of cities and states that don't make it to these TV shows. So I was not surprised, but I'm not surprised that a lot of these hosts have no idea that these people exist and feel this way.
Did you grow up? When did you come here?
I came here at 16, and I lived in Ohio for many years. Shout out to Ohio. Great state. I got my college degree and my law degree in Ohio.
So people were writing you. What were they saying after this election result?
They're all writing me that I'm going to get deported. Because in their eyes, we're all illegal. Immigrants are all one category, and we're all illegal. And, you know, as an Indian immigrant, especially, you know, my people, the only way we can come here is by following the process to the T. We have to wait in line for years and years, myself included, you know, years. It took about 18 years to get it done right.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
So did you do it in India to come here?
No, here.
Okay, once you were here.
I became as a student, got a job, then left when I fell in love, which was a stupid move. Because why fall in love when you're about to move to America? But it happens.
Okay.
And
you don't blame yourself. You can't.
I blame myself for the falling in love part. You know, for a minute, my head started spinning, and I was like, oh, this is a good idea. But got back in line after that. When that happened, stopped everything, left America, thought I was done with America. Life happens. Then came back, got back in line at the back of the line, started all over again. 18 years from beginning to end to the path of green card and citizenship. So, and that's not just me. That's millions and millions of us immigrants who come here, including my Latin friends, including my Hispanic friends, European friends. The assumption that every immigrant and illegal and legal is all the same.
Well, how do you feel about people taking shortcuts? How do you feel about, had 7.8 million people just go through the border.
I have a lot of empathy for them, as I do for a lot of people everywhere in the world. I mean, I have empathy for people in the Middle East going through what they're going. I have empathy for my own relatives back home who have no chance of coming here. So I understand, but there needs to be a system. It is not fair that there is no system and that some people can walk in when others are waiting in line for years and years. That doesn't feel fair.
And that is the number one issue. But the thing is, if I asked you that 8 years ago, I would be like, well, Brian's a little harsh. Now most of the people are a little upset because they see it's in every city. Texas and Arizona say, yo, by the way, you're going to feel our problem.
Yeah.
Big heart, but do you want them taking over your streets? And sadly, a lot of criminals are coming through.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, because those pathways into America are so treacherous that it's not the weak who can make it through those walking roads and days. It's the really strong people who know how to survive those. The Indians wouldn't survive. We eat too many carbs. We would never be able to walk through
really?
Forests.
Really?
It's not happening.
That's why you have to do it the right way.
Thank God we know how to code. Thank God.
That's true. Zarna, so you're trying to say is, the Indians do it the right way because they don't really, they eat too much carbs.
They will
never be able to do the border.
We would not
survive.
It's not
that you have values and ethics.
We would not survive swimming through an ocean. We're not those people. We're not cut out for it. Listen, the Indians were colonized for 200 years, right? We didn't even fight. In the end, the British didn't leave because we won a war. They left because they got exhausted of us. They're like, these guys, there's nothing happening here. You know, we're not fighters. When we're really angry, do you know what a really angry Indian person does? They declare a hunger strike.
That's true.
That's like how every Upper East Side mom is living right now.
That is true. I mean, we grew up hearing about Gandhi. He was one of the top five all-time guys. He was upset, so he would...
He marched. He encouraged the whole country to get out there and march. 10,000 steps, he was the original.
Right. And that was before the iPhone, as far as you know.
Yes.
Even though I'm surprised. But, you know, you say that a lot of people in India want to get out. They paint India as one of the fastest growing, with the greatest potential democracy in the world. Yeah. Is everyone not feeling that progress in India?
No, they certainly are. And I know a lot of people in America who've gone back to India, started businesses there. But it's a big country. So there are a lot of people who want to live there and build there, who want to come here and build here. Their families that have been split apart, like in my case, my husband and I, both our families are back home. Now, me personally, I'm looking for who in the Trump administration can put my mother-in-law on the no-fly list.
Hopefully.
Please, can you reach out to your contacts? Whoever can do that, I will do whatever they want for that.
Right.
So she can stay in India. But there are other people in our families who we would love to bring here if we could.
But just to finish up the late-night topic, you heard that... That's late night television. Here's Jay Leno, one of the last fair brokers out there, an equal opportunity offender, cut 31.
In my day, you kind of made fun of both sides, and I would get, Miss Leno, you and your Republican friends, well, Miss Leno, you and your Democratic buddies. So you get angry letters from both sides, and you go, oh, it's 10 more of this, or it's 5 more of that. So now you kind of have to take a side, and it's a little bit different.
But he was even being judgmental then. Here's more, cut 32.
The nice thing about this election is, it was fair. It was honest. I was not a fan, but that's okay. It's President of the United States. Let's all get together. Thank you very much. It was done perfect. There was no cheating. Everybody says it was honest. I mean, it's a great day for democracy.
Not bad, right? I mean, so far.
So far.
We survived. For you personally, tell everyone your journey, how you ended up to stand up. This was not a likely profession for you.
Yeah, my children dared me. It was a dare from my kids.
Because you were hysterical at home.
Well, I wasn't trying to be hysterical. I was just being me. They found it hysterical. I yell at everybody at all times about what they're studying, what job they plan to have. You know, listen, our generation, my generation, worried about like how you're going to make a living more than anything else.
Right.
And you seeing that, I mean, I think it was my generation, Gen X, that voted in large numbers at this election, which makes sense because we are getting crushed on both sides. We're taking care of our elderly parents and we're taking care of our adult kids who are too busy worrying about, I don't know what they're worried about. These kids are like, everything is a hill they're going to die on.
Right.
Except the hill of having a job.
Right.
Yeah.
Careers was an obsession. There's not an obsession with that in their 20s, right?
No. They all feel like it's optional because mom and dad are going to step in and, you know, they're not. I'm letting my own kids know we are not stepping in. You need to get out there and get a job. But they dared me to get on a comedy stage and then here I am.
Well, how many years ago was that?
That was 5-6 years ago.
6 years ago, you walked up there did you have material?
No, I had no material. And the lady who ran the open mic said, why don't you just talk about whatever you find funny? And I figured, let me just trash my mother-in-law.
Right.
Because who doesn't think that's funny?
Right. Right. Except the mother-in-law.
Yeah, well, she's come around to it. You know how she came around to it? She thinks she's going to get a cut out of the money I make. And then she's okay.
Right. And so now she like kind of looks forward to it. She's become a character.
Well, yeah. And she sends me jokes. You know, she'd be like, talk about my sister. Do you know what my friend did? What my neighbor did? Talk about all these people.
So she's helping you with material.
Yeah.
So when did you realize you could really do this? Was there any doubt? Did you have any doubt?
No. It was instant. The first day I was on that stage, I was like, you want this? I was like, oh my God, I've been doing this for 20 years for free. Because I was the person who was holding the mic at every Indian wedding, reception, keynote speech. They would just hand me a mic and say something funny. I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know people would pay money for it.
Right.
I left millions of dollars on the table.
Yeah, you never charged a fee for those weddings.
No.
So you write constantly. So you're putting out a lot of content.
Yes.
So how do you do it? I mean,
the old-fashioned way, working 24/7, the way everybody who builds something builds. You have to be obsessed, possessed, and drowning in it. And that's my life. I write constantly. If I'm on an airplane, I'm writing. If I'm not writing, I'm watching a YouTube show on how to learn something new. I'm constantly at it.
Right. And you have a YouTube show right now?
Yeah.
Is that with your family on it?
Yeah. I have a family podcast, the Zarna Garg Family Podcast. It's the first of its kind where we banter as a family. Because we have three kids. I'm Indian, very on brand, lots of kids. I have a 21-year-old, I have an 18-year-old, I have a 12-year-old, and I want to know what they're thinking. We've actually done an episode on what kids know about politics. Things like just, what do you know?
Right.
Because we don't know what our kids know.
Is it conversation or you feel compelled to be funny?
No, it's conversational. It becomes funny because I'm part of it. And
right.
That just goes. And my kids also think they're funny. And everybody who watches my podcast seems to be rooting for my husband, which is how the patriarchy wins every time, people. Stop voting for him, because at the end of every podcast, we ask our viewers to vote for who they thought gets the A grade.
Right.
And my husband, somehow, he does nothing. He just sits there, he smiles, and he gets an A grade.
Right, but he still likes you.
Well, I mean, like is a big word.
That's, I don't want to jump in. Did you go to the White House?
Yes.
So for what?
We covered it as a podcast. All five of us were invited. We showcased the Diwali celebration at the White House. We put together a podcast episode, really guerrilla style. Like, we can do so much with so little. We went with our five phones. We captured the vibe, the decor, the food, President Biden's speech, all the other speeches. We came out of the White House and recorded the episode right outside the White House and prepped it and edited it and released it the next day.
How'd it go over?
So well.
Right.
I mean, the world should know that in America, the American president invited Indians to celebrate Diwali. I think the world should know
that. What is that holiday? What is it for?
It's the Indian New Year. It's the equivalent to Christmas or Rosh Hashanah. And they did it so beautifully. And we did it as a labor of love. There's
right.
no money, of course, in that. But and my kids flew in from all over. But we really thought it was a moment. It's a moment that highlights America at its very best.
Is this a good time? I mean, for Indian Americans, you have Kamala Harris, the vice president. And they got Usha Vance, the guy who's going to be the second lady of the country.
Yeah, I mean.
Does that matter over in India and here?
Of course it matters. And of course it matters to me personally. And Usha, we have high hopes. She looks very elegant. I think she's going to be a big voice in this. She's brilliant. She's brilliant, even though she did a history college major. We'll forgive her for that.
You don't like those majors.
I don't like those majors.
You want something very practical.
I want STEM, but she figured out her way in life, so we won't hold it against her. Usha, even Nikki Haley, she's another one. There's so many Indian women. Kamala Harris.
It's almost too many.
No such thing. Are you kidding? We're in it, and I believe Kamala Harris will be around, and she will be a force to reckon with. She ran an amazing campaign, and, you know, I think she's going to be a voice, and I encourage all of them to speak on behalf of our people.
Do you find that, they tell you your relatives are in India, do they cover it more when there's someone of Indian heritage running, or?
Yeah, of course, because they're just curious, and they're curious about the simple things, the same way they were curious about my podcast episode. What was the food like? Here, they're less consumed by the politics of it, and more like, what was the vibe like? What was she wearing? And, you know, it's a lot of that stuff. So even with, for example, Usha Vance, a lot of it is like, will her South Indian food be served at her residence, wherever they live, when he takes office?
Right.
And people are so curious about little everyday basic facts. And she has little kids. So everybody wants to know, is she speaking Telugu because she's of Telugu South Indian heritage? Are her kids speaking the language? Are they? Indian people in India are just happy to see that they're being represented on this global stage, because it's anything that happens in America is not just America. It affects the world.
Right. That's what a lot of people don't understand.
Oh, I mean, America sneezes and the world catches a cold.
I think
they used to say that about Canada, but I think it's true for the whole world.
Well, that now we have the pandemic, and now we do believe that everyone does get sick when China sneezes.
Yes.
We'll see. When's the next time people can see you? But you're sold out. You sold out here.
I'm sold out, but I do a lot on social media. I'm very active at Zarna Garg everywhere on every platform.
Okay.
And my YouTube show, Zarna Garg Family Podcast. Join us as a family. I encourage everybody to watch our episodes as a family. I'm being told that that's what happens.
What time are you live?
I don't go live. The episode drops every Monday at noon. Every Monday at noon, we drop an episode about whatever is the topic of the hour. And we do have an episode about what kids know about politics, which was eye-opening for us, for
don't
me and my husband.
Don't you mean what your kids know?
Well, my kids, but they talked a lot about what they teach in school, the books they use. Like, we didn't know. We didn't know what kind of messaging they're getting in school. So it was interesting to learn that.
You can follow her everywhere. Zana Gorg, thanks so much for coming in. Truly appreciate it. You can find her at Z-A-R-N-A. G-A-R-G. Zana, great to see you. Continued success.
Great. Thank you for having me. Namaste to all your listeners, and thank you, Brian.
And you can say she's legal, everyone. Leave her alone. We're not deporting. Back in a moment.
Want even more, Brian? Download the podcast at BrianKilmeadShow.com. Every episode, exclusive interviews on demand. More of Kilmeade coming up.
Don't miss the epic return of Yellowstone, premiering Sunday, November 10th at 8, 7 Central, only on Paramount Network.
Legacy. You build something worth having, someone's going to try and take it.
What I'm doing isn't for the ranch. It's for us.
America's number one show returns.
I spent my whole life here.
Me too. You destroy me. You destroy yourself.
Unlike you, I keep my promises.
The epic return of Yellowstone, Sunday, November 10th at 8, 7 Central, on Paramount Network.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here, business owners and CMOs. How do you plan on growing your business? Have you plateaued on your social media and online efforts? Why not tap into podcasts and radio? In the U.S., audio reaches more than 271 million people weekly. That's more than social media and digital combined. My friends at Radioactive Media know the recipe to launch, optimize, and scale performance by building compelling audio campaigns which work. Their personal approach and knowledge of the medium is unparalleled for advertisers who want to reach the right audience with the right host and programs. You need to speak with Radioactive Media. Text my name, Brian, to 511-511. Heck, you can even buy spots on my show if you're a mid-sized company or a well-funded startup with a monthly budget as low as five figures. They can help. They believe in the power of radio so much, they even use themselves right here, right now. Text my name, Brian, to 511-511. That's Brian, B-R-I-A-N, to 511-511, or on the web at radioactivemedia.com. Message and data rates may apply.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
It is time to take the quiz.
5 days a week, it's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
Including the pre-Super Bowl era, what NFL franchise has won the most NFL championships?
I'm going to say the Cowboys.
I guess I would say the Packers.
How'd you do exactly? These get tougher, so hang on.
Make sure you take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox. Thank you for taking the quiz. The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Interesting people are talking to Will King.
I said, what do I call you? I call you Dwayne. I call you The Rock. He said, now that I own it, I can call you The Rock.
Yes, I own it now. You can call me The Rock.
Our next guest needs no introduction. It is Dr. Jordan Peterson, my old friend and frenemy, Stephen A. Smith.
What is going on here? I see the Will King show in the background. I see the microphone.
Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com. And get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
by Prevagen. Prevagen is the most recommended memory support brand by pharmacists.
America has carried on the greatest experiment in self-government in the history of the world. And that's not hyperbole, that's a fact. We're the people. The people vote and choose their own leaders, and they do it peacefully. And we're in a democracy. The will of the people always prevails. Yesterday, I spoke with President-elect Trump to congratulate him on his victory. And I assured him that I would direct my entire administration to work with his team to ensure a peaceful and orderly transition. That's what the American people deserve.
Wow. Okay. I know they're overemphasizing that because of last time, and that's fine. Go ahead. But I just think it's important that he does that. But for the most part, the thing that's striking to me and to the commentary after, you probably didn't see this. You're all working. You're driving around. But the president basically jogged out there. He looked like a million bucks. He was full of energy, and he half jogged out. And it just leads one to believe that he's thrilled that the vice president, whether they're friendly or not, failed so spectacularly because he was ousted against his will. He said, only God Almighty could oust me. And somebody more powerful, Nancy Pelosi, did it, aided by Clinton and Obama. And guess what? She lost. The only guy to beat him was Joe Biden. And that's the way history will write it. Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't forget, Saturday at 9, One Nation.
Individual results may vary. Past performance may not be indicative of future results.
This is a well-timed message from American Bullion. So get ready to write down an important number or to put it into your phone. In these troubling economic times at home and the conflict around the world, protecting your portfolio and retirement are more important than ever. It's why so many Americans are choosing to add gold to their portfolios. Gold can reduce the overall volatility of your portfolio and help you create a safe, stable future for you and your loved ones. At American Bullion, we pioneered the seamless gold IRA process to add gold and other precious metals to your current IRA or old 401k. To learn more about adding gold to your retirement account, call the experts at American Bullion, where we say, peace of gold, peace of mind. Call 800-545-2525. That's 800-545-2525. 800-545-2525.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.